You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.
You know what?
See,
it's sending. It's the little bird.
Where is the sending?
I don't know. It's not happening yet.
Well, are you lying?
No,
are you
not lying?
Just say you're fucking lying.
I'm not lying. I just sent a tweet.
Be an adult and say you were lying.
Swear to God, I said new episode of Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude from South by Southwest with Gary Goldman.
And
I said, it turns out I'm a much bigger sellout than people think.
Why are you a sellout?
Because remember we talked about how I was an assistant.
Oh, yeah, you were. We're going to get into that today. All right, put the phone down. We already started recording. All right, here we go. What's up? This is another episode of... Me and Dan have no chemistry. If that was Joe would have went, you know what, dude? No chemistry.
I was just laughing.
You're stoned.
About
You're fucking
no,
high.
No, I'm not. I
You're
swear
fucking
to,
high.
I swear to God, I'm
talking
not
to the microphone.
I'm not high.
It's a podcast.
I'm not high.
Jesus Christ. Another episode of You Know What, Dude. You can tell by the cackling in the background. It's not all men.
Yay.
Yay. And the positivity. No, the word. Ugh, yay. We have Dan Soda.
Monster voice.
Yes. I got to turn you up for some reason.
That's the only time you've ever said that in the history of this podcast.
There you go. We're up. Okay, good. And then we get... We got Nate Bergazzi.
Hey. Yeah, I see you took a little top billing there.
We have Kelly.
Yay.
You guys all know from a couple weeks ago. We had you last week, right?
Yeah.
Last week. She was on the podcast. And then we have a special like stop by rollerblading pusswack that just came by. No, actually, Louis J. Gomez. What's the J? Why do you have the J?
It's James. It's for James.
Why don't you just call yourself James?
Wanted to call me because
why don't you drop the Louis Gomez?
Because he's got to get the Puerto Rican market. That's the only way he's going to make it. So he can't wipe his name. Like he's got to.
Yeah, I don't have jokes. If you're named James, you got to have jokes.
Puerto Ricans. There's no market for Puerto Ricans. Man.
He's starting. It's Morisa. There's a Giannis. There's a market for white people playing Puerto Ricans. Well, that's where the market is.
But I really feel bad for like the Mexicans. Support, even if you're not Mexican. If you say, like, Carlos Mencia is fucking Ugandan. I don't know what the fuck he is. But the Mexicans, yes, come on. And they fucking support you. Puerto Ricans fucking don't back their people.
No, we don't have money. They can't come out and support.
Dude, fucking Mexicans don't have money.
Yeah, they're hard workers. They save all their money. That's all they have.
Mexicans are hard workers?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I said that like they're not. Like, I'm a hard worker. Yeah, like,
I work hard. I put a podcast out every week.
Yes, I do. How come I can't hear you, Monster Voice?
I don't know.
You
sound
very
like,
low, right?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm in the background.
You sound... You should,
well, you or other people
are in the background.
Oh, come on. Where is he right here?
He's on... Smile.
Yeah, I want to turn him up a little bit. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me hear you now.
All right. How about now?
Let me hear you.
Yeah.
That's good, right? I think you're good. Yeah, you might not be able to hear yourself in my headphones.
But I'm coming through?
You're coming through hotter than a motherfucker, dude. Yeah. You're like almost too hot because of your voice. You're coming, through.
Ugh. Just building me up.
Did you say, ugh?
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, dude, if I had a fucking, like, you have a people, mate.
Yeah,
you
southern
get fucking,
people.
Yeah, you get the fucking that dirty accent. You can go down here. Yes,
accent.
Come on down. Fuck yeah. You ever notice when a redneck fucking... Yeah, where are we going?
Is the Boston accent? Like,
that's civilized.
Like, yeah,
fucking
like
dude, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck
that. Here's the thing, though. My accent, I can't get a following. Okay? Your accent is smooth and sweet and people like.
Yeah, but you can do the
Boston. My accent is fucking awful.
You could do the Boston Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, that sounds good. People will come and say, dude, fucking Morrissey Boulevard again. The fucking people over there. Kid, I'll fucking knock your block off you. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see fucking Matt Damon and stupid...
I got brought on stage the other night as being a part of the Southern Kings of Comedy, which is not even a thing. It's never been a thing. And the whole audience was like,
I thought you were going to say he got brought on stage as a comic.
No. They go, we're going to change the pace.
That's you should take that. The Southern Kings of Comedy?
Yeah, chalk it up as
a
win.
It's not even, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a thing, but it could be a thing now. Now it's going to be gone.
Well,
some fucking twit in Nashville is going to hear this podcast. That's what we should do, man.
If he blows up because of that, that's going to be a sad thing. Like, yeah, just randomly listened to a podcast. Southern Kings have come, thought of it, went and did it. Billionaires.
Do you understand how happy that would make me if Southern Kings of Comedy, and it was just three fucking nobodies, and they fucking, it was huge. And you passed it by.
I just passed it by.
To do this podcast. Dude, yeah.
I had a chance. And I was like, well, what time is it? Because I got somewhere to be at 1:30.
Where do you have to be at 1:30?
No, I don't.
I'm kidding. you're here. So we got Luis J. Gomez.
Sup?
Who actually has his own, I don't know if you know this, his own podcast called Hammer Fisting.
Yeah, it's the worst name ever.
Yeah, well, it's not the it's not a bad name if you like getting fucking hammer fisted in your asshole.
Well, that's what I told. Him. I go, it's like sounds.
And I do.
I go, who's gonna make it sound?
And
it?
I do.
It sounds like porny. Like it sounds like. What are they talking about?
Yeah, it's a double entendre. It's fucking the bait and switch. You hook people in thinking it's gay porn, and then when they come, they stay for the fighting talk.
Yeah, because that's what gay dudes want. Right, yeah. They're like, oh god, what's this hammer fist?
I have the 18 to 34 gay demo. That's my shit.
You know what? I'm just gonna stick around. I'm gonna stick around,
dude. It's probably the worst. And I actually had to beg you to put just MMA in the title.
I still don't do it. Only on Riotcast. Only on that website. It's the only website that says the word MMA in there.
Yeah, it's because it says hammer fisting. And it's just a bloody fist. And it's like, we had Glory Hole, which is fucking just gay. And then the hammer fisting. It's like, Jesus Christ, just put MMA just to break it up. I don't get it. Why would you have to stick with hammer fisting?
Because he's got to know before they listen that he's edgy. Edgy. Don't come listen if you don't want edgy.
I live on the edge. I'm not one of these southern bumpkin super clean college comics.
I like that. I like that Nate is a southern gentleman, but he's also a fucking yenta from Long Island. He's edgy. He's that Jay.
I don't like the things he talks about.
And then, of course, we have Kelly, who actually, guys.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, what do you think was going to happen when the Puerto Rican came in the room?
Yeah, seriously.
That you weren't going to get catcalled at? Mira. Mira, I want to be with you, mommy.
Hey, mamas. Oh, I'm actually real pretty.
Oh, boy. She's gonna be the new what's the name of it?
I don't know.
Rape victim?
I can't give my
what'd you say?
Rape victim.
only when you're here.
But do you know Lewis?
No, I don't.
Oh my god, you just
not yet she doesn't.
Oh my god, that's the most that was the creepiest thing I've ever not yet.
By the way, my girlfriend listens to this podcast, it's over now.
You really are a fucking Puerto Rican gorilla. Relax.
Puerto Rican gorilla.
What I told you to come up with a name.
Well, I don't think I can come up with a name for myself because I think it's something that you guys have to give me because it's gonna be something endearing from yourself.
Endearing.
I can't. Well, whatever you think endearing is.
That sloppy convict accent.
Yeah, see. Just give me 5 minutes.
You want to talk?
She's fucking. Oh, she called me to set up the date, and I was trying to walk into the comedy club. She's like, "Booby, you want tonight? It's Sunday." And I was just fucking losing my shit. I was like, "Kelly, I'll call Bobby." Yeah, so fine. Do you want me to call Booby? And I'll call the bank, and we can decide on a time.
I never talk to people on the phone because they never understand me. So I always text, but I have to call you.
It's the worst accent on the fucking planet.
Oh, it's like the gin of accents.
It's the most upbeat fucking, we're going to make it. No. Everything's going to be all right. Fuck it. I want to hear a depressed Aussie. Dude, I want to kill myself. Things aren't going right.
Thinking about taking
laughing at him.
Thinking about cutting my wrists. No, that's not a knife. You're like, come on, give me a second.
It's the worst. I fucking hate it. I fucking truly hate it. There's nothing worse.
Lovely people.
Than your shitty accent.
Lovely people.
But I told you to come up with a
I know, but it's hard. Like,
an intern. She's gonna come and help set up and make sure people are on it and blah blah blah, a lot of stuff. But she's also gonna be on the show, which is good too, because I think that you know.
It's easy to rib on me for like 45 minutes.
It's some time. It's so funny too. I told her, I go, you gotta, last time we were doing the show, we were talking about, I told this big story about, I met this hot chick, smoking hot, but found out she lost like 400 pounds. So when we got naked in a car, like during the day in the woods, I just saw every fucking stretch mark ever. So I told her, she lost a little weight. She's not like that, but I go, you got to do the show in the bikini. She goes, but you don't like stretch marks, Bobby. I don't like Lewis's rape attitude he has. Dude, you remind me of a gorilla that knows something. Like, you know how to get out of the cage.
In
now.
The zoo, he's in the zoo. He knows when it's feeding time.
Yeah.
I'm like the circus gorilla in Planet of the Apes. Like, I know sign language. I'm a wetback gorilla, not a silverback.
Nate's just a depressed orangutan.
Just sitting there with his belly out. Just got his arms to his side. Like.
Nate's the orangutan from Any Which Way But Lose. But now his career is over. He hasn't done a commercial.
Left, Clyde, left.
Just the way he's sitting.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Where's DeRosa? That's what I was wondering.
Well, DeRosa's going to take a little break, man. He's going to be, he's got some issues, some family stuff, whatever. He's gonna be.
So Kelly's the new DeRosa?
No, not at all.
She's still tougher than him somehow. No.
I think so.
Look at her face. She smells good. She looks good.
Stop.
How can you compare her? We're going the other way. We're going the exact opposite as DeRosa. No.
So you're trying to do a video cast now?
She almost smells too good. It's fucking.
Oh no, because I smoke cigarettes and I'm really worried that I stink when I walk into a room, so I spray myself.
Would you spray yourself with a dead old lady?
Next time I come in, I'll just wipe dog shit all over my face. It'll be better.
Maybe just update your perfume.
Yeah, it smells like my Nana's place in here.
She has a big bottle with the ball that you squeeze. That's how they do it, Nazi. All right, listen. Yeah, he's going to be, he's going to take some time off. So, you know, he hasn't been on in a while, but he's doing good, man. He's been on the road. And he just did a Southern fucking Kentucky Fried Smokey and the Bandit tour.
He does it by himself though, right?
Yeah, he mans up and goes out and fucking just blasts it out, which I respect. You know? Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Who's gonna book that?
the Joe DeRosa tour?
Yeah, who's gonna book the
anger?
Fucking
Who's gonna anger?
Is it called anger?
No, I don't know.
Why is he angry? Is Joe angry? I haven't seen Joe in a minute.
You've never watched Joe on stage? I think that's hilarious.
Stage is angry.
I've seen Joe on stage, yeah, I've done show, but is it angry? Is it really? Yes. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's unreal anger.
I've never seen an angry comic.
Wait a minute, stop. Can we just please notice fucking Neutral Dan? Can we, everybody yes. just please notice Neutral Dan just bowing his head?
No, I was about trying not to step on anyone. Because it's Bobby in the morning zoo now. Got fucking 90 people on this show.
It was supposed to be me, you, and Nate, and Kelly's helping out now, so we're going to have her. And then fucking Lewis called me, and he got excited because Nate was on, not you. He actually got excited.
No one gets excited that I'm on. No one gets excited.
I do. I fucking love you on this.
Thank you, Robert.
Show.
Thank you, Bobby.
Don't you fucking ever say that.
And Joe.
I'm offended. I'm hurt.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you what my therapist said. I'm mad, but you know what mad is? It's hurt. You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, Bobby. I was just trying not to step on anyone because I've been doing that in the past couple weeks.
Still hurts.
Still hurts.
It's still there.
Bobby loves you on the podcast because you make him look funnier by comparison.
Actually,
that's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, that's just a fucking. That was just mean. Yeah. Like me and him were just joking right then, and you just got serious.
Yeah, this is why Puerto Ricans always escalate it. Yeah. If there's like a bar fight, they're like, get the blade, Holmes. Like they fucking don't let people punch.
I thought this was a ball busting thing. Now
I bet he thought. I bet he thought that one up when he was rollerblading over, like, trying to figure out when he could get it in.
He's at a stoplight.
Here it comes.
I can't believe he rollerbladed here. You rollerblade all the time?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you what Kelly does have that Joe does, that fucking cackle that shuts the podcast down.
I'm not lying. I looked away and your impression I thought was actually her.
Oh my God. You should really shut the whole show down with that fucking Australian bird call.
When you laugh, could you go downstairs?
We love it.
So, yeah, we, I mean, we all know each other. I know Dan from the podcast and going on. I know Nate from, how the fuck did I meet you? Through DeRosa, so, right?
Yeah. I've been here for a while.
You've been here for a while. We did a show together this year.
Yep.
I forced Nate, poor Nate, to stop at Pepe's Pizza.
That was, I just told someone yesterday, but I've been there twice. I went there
since?
Another, wait, did we go? I went there another
we
time.
We didn't go.
With, yeah, since when you came. We see, he sits the, it's like a, it's a famous pizza place out there, and it's so greasy. We went and ate it and set it on my car hood, and then when you lift it up, there's just grease, like the paint's chipping, and you're like, it's probably not good. Like,
this is, yeah. Dude, we got two people. This is what a fat fuck I am. This is where my addiction lies, and it came out yesterday. It came out Saturday night, in between shows. I did the brokerage in Long Island. Great club. Fucking, I did it 6 years ago. I hated it. I fucking hated it. A small little club. The guy came up to me before the show. He's like, you know, you have to work clean, right? I was like, are you out of your fucking, this is 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you're out of your fucking mind. I go, well, here's the deal. I go, you can fire me now and I'll just take off. Cause you don't get to tell me
not
what
right
type
before.
Of material I do. No, but you don't get to tell me that anyways. It's like, I'm like, dude, it's literally in my contract.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what the fuck to say at all.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, all right. All right. Well, you know, if you could, you know, try to. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just doing what I do. And you can fire me after the first show. Just let me know. And it worked out fine. He just, apparently he had a black comic there the week before that literally was just going, nigging, fucking sucking, put it in your pussy and fucking lick it.
I know, no, it's a good act. I know who you're talking about.
Who is it?
That's my, oh, fuck, what was the name of it?
Yeah, that's why you stink. You should stop smoking pot. You were better on this podcast when you had your memory. Anyways.
What was Joe List's character?
I don't know, motherfucker.
How am I back?
Because you were here.
You don't remember.
I'm running boards.
You're not running
boards.
You're not, you don't have.
I run
board.
Boards.
You
don't really,
what
boards.
Does that even mean?
That means there's boards.
I'm running boards.
There's a board
I'm
running.
Boards.
Kelly knows,
yes,
right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
See, I love having her here. The new intern from Australia. Yeah. It's me, mate. anyways, so this week, though, I went back. The guy who owns it, literally, fuck, it's like being in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I'm talking cufflinks and Ev.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah,
what?
I said, oh, I love it.
Why? You like that?
Yeah, it's fun.
She's one of those foreign chicks that gets geeked out by American Danger.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to go shoot a gun?
Exactly what it is, American Danger.
You like that, huh?
Well.
You like it?
Well, this is the, like, it's such a stereotype. How fun is that?
No, I'm saying, you said it like sexually, like, oh, I love
did
that.
Oh, did I? No, it was more like excitement.
I can't tell what your fucking. I can't tell what your fucking happiness.
Worry.
I don't know. If, that sucks. You never. I thought it was like, oh yeah, I love it.
No.
I love a fucking nice big gangster cock.
Gangster cock.
I love a. Does it have a fucking ring on his dick? I would imagine. There'd be gold on his cock.
What?
What am I, Oliver Twist? How did I suck
anyway.
At accents? So I did this gig, fucking incredible gig. Friday, one show. I don't think as a comic. There's any better feeling than Friday, one show on the road. There's no better feeling than doing that show, and then that's it. Fucking I'm out. And then Saturday, two shows. I actually stuck at this chick, man. She was second show. First show was a bunch of fucking drunk old MILFy Long Island bitches. Mm-hmm. It was fucking kind of threw me off my game. It was I fucked with them. It was fine, but I was supposed to do this set and I couldn't. But then the second show, this beautiful girl sitting in the front row, smoking hot with her boyfriend, had the dumbest Elmer Fudd brown flannel hat on. And I literally just walked on stage and I just pointed at it and I went, hat. And the whole place lit up because everybody knew what a shit hat it was. I was like, you, I told her boyfriend, I go, I'm not even mad at her. I'm mad at you. You're such a hunk of shit for letting your fucking wife out of the house with that fucking dumb hat. I go, your wife's not a, if your wife was a goofball or a fucking dumb, fine. Your wife is smoking hot. Smoke, and you let her leave with that dumb, stupid hat on her head. And I was like, your hat's stupid. Take it off. And then I bought it off her for $20. And then I stuck it in my asshole.
Oh.
Because I didn't want her to wear that again. I didn't want her to, at the end of the show, go, ha, 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 and then go get her hat off a table.
So you have, like, she didn't get her hat back?
No.
It's over?
It's still on his asshole.
It's at the club. Nobody would touch it. Not even me, because I did stick it in my asshole. Second show, not a good idea.
Wait, you actually touched your asshole?
I put it in my asshole. Like, I rubbed my asshole.
On stage?
With the brim. On stage.
Yeah, it was a beautiful. Isn't that illegal some way?
No.
It's a performance.
I bought it. I bought it. It was my, it was
my head.
It was alternative.
It's dedicated to
it. It was the alti Bobby.
It was alt Bob. But anyways, that club was fucking great. But the guy who owns it, nicest guy. I'm talking the fucking, this guy was the nicest guy ever. As I'm saying hi to people after the show, he's standing out there on a, leaning on a car, waiting for, and then I go up and he goes, y'all set? You good? Y'all fucking, everything good? And I'm like, yeah. All right, let's make sure nobody fucks with you. He just stayed there, like, and made sure nobody fucked with me at all.
Jesus.
And, oh, he's the best. The fucking, if you get a chance to work the Brokerage or any of those clubs, Governors or McGuire's.
Yeah, I've done Governors.
Governors is great, right?
Yep.
Nah, great club. Great guy. I love the people who own it, too. Did you have a good time, or was it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a benefit. They would always tell me sometimes that they would go, you want to come up, just do a spot on like Tuesday.
Right.
Where you're like, no, I'm not, like, no money or anything. You just drive up there.
Right.
You're like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to just ride out there for
a spot.
Or a spot.
Right.
But the shows have always been real cool, and it's always been a benefit, been packed. And
yeah, yeah, man, it's fucking great. I love it. I had a good time. I haven't played there in 6 years, so it was good. But anyways, me and you did this fucking gig. I fucking went off on a tangent. Because I wanted to talk about the Brokerage.
Yeah, you get it, that you're working. You let everybody know you're working.
Why, what'd you do this weekend? Huh?
I ran around all weekend, a ton of Eastville.
Quick question, where the fuck were you?
In the city, Eastville.
Okay, where were you?
In the city.
Where were you? Where were you, Kelly?
I was at the creek. I had my show at the creek.
At the creek?
No, she's just down in a creek.
She was fishing.
Paddling around in the water.
Tough and very tough to find a creek in New York, but there are a couple.
Found one?
Fishing for some yetis?
Found a creek? Found some crawfish?
Yeah, we have to go. I don't think that's a creek. Yeah. We have to boil.
That's a runoff. That's a sewage runoff.
I would not sit in it. Have you put your feet in it already? Okay.
You fucking stink. What creek? What is
it? It's a place in Long Island City. Creek in the Cave.
Creek in the Cave. You have a show there. So that was your show. Mm-hmm. So you have a show, and mm-hmm. you didn't invite anybody of these guys down?
He's done it before. Dan's done it before.
How was it?
It was fun.
Dan's
of course
when
Dan's
was
done
it? Friday or
well,
Saturday?
Well, it's Saturday night. It's you don't do stand-up. You can't do any stand-up. You have to do something else.
Like what?
Well,
it's a great idea for a show. Book stand-up comedians not to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, and everyone wants to watch everyone fail. That's great. But no, when Dan did it, it was great. He read a poem, but in the voice of Andre the Giant.
I did.
It was great.
Yeah, one of my
one trick pony Dan. We get it. Yeah.
Two voice Dan.
No, three Indian.
Three voice Dan.
White Indian guy from old movies.
And
let him hear old.
You've heard the Indian, right?
No, you heard.
I don't know.
No, one's heard. Right. We created it here.
Did you?
Joe List and I created.
Mario Yamasaki is pretty good. Why was he an Indian guy?
What is it?
Mario Yamasaki.
Wait a second. Who is that?
Mario, the referee from the UFC. That's referee. Brazilian, but he has an Asian name. So when Joe Rogan interviewed him in the ring, we were expecting him to sound like that.
Mario Yamasaki. Oh. The knockout.
You have no honor.
You lack honor. Ben Sanders. You lose samurai wound.
I don't give a fuck. That's another one. He's got way more than one. What are you nuts?
He's great.
Dude, do the Indian. The Indian's the best.
For I am sitting next to a bald head man from an island different than his own. Where criminals are hung.
Wait, you're talking about me or Bobby there?
Both. You guys are.
I don't like that.
Is my mic on? I can't hear myself at all.
Oh, you know what? Let's do a little mic check really quick. I never really did the old thing at the beginning, so you might not be on.
I literally think I'm coming through everyone else's mic.
Okay, let me hang on 1 second. Let me see something here. Stop 1 second. We're going to take a little break really, really quick. 1 second here. Yeah, Dan had a little diva move. I can't hear me. I can't. If I can't hear me.
Mike, how am I supposed to do my fabulous voices if I can't hear myself?
Blowing the mic out. We're turning you down again.
Well, and maybe if we would have done it like that, mic check.
Ooh, I forgot to do a mic check because...
What?
I don't know. I'm just blaming you. I blame you for everything.
Okay,
I'm going to blame you for everything. Where's my water?
I went to give you one. You said you didn't want one.
There's water's behind.
Where's my coffee?
Right behind you.
I'll get it. I'll
see,
get it.
You know what? If you had an American, if you had an American girl,
no, I'm joking. I'm a dirty immigrant. What do you expect?
You're not a dirty immigrant. You're just dirty. Listen, listen. So we went on this fucking crazy pizza fest, and we got two pizzas. Fat pizzas.
That's, you know what? That's a I think a northern thing to, like, when y'all buy stuff, just you go and buy like way more than is needed. Like, it's y'all just like, it's a Big J would always do it.
You guys didn't do that with slaves back in the day.
Huh? We just buy bulk.
It's called Costco.
Yeah. But you just go, you're like, what do you want? You'd be like, I don't know. You'd like a little pizza. You're like, let's just get two larges. You're like, well, that's way more than we can eat. You don't even think that, like, you're just like, just buy whatever. Like, it's a big.
Well, I think it's the people you hang out with, too. My thing is that I've learned is that I never had money growing up. I didn't have shit. You know, I used to have cream of tuna four nights a week. So, and then even growing up after that, I had no money. Even in the early days of comedy, when I moved to New York, I didn't have shit. I used to, you know, eat once a day, maybe twice a day I would eat. That's why I love the Cellar, because I could eat it. I go, when I started working at the Cellar, I could eat. I could have food. So I'd base my day around that. But then when you start making money and you actually have a bank account, and I can literally go buy whatever the fuck I wanted for food. I did it. There's no more. Dude, let me get two slices because I need to take a Subway home tonight.
Yeah.
I can have five. I could walk. One day I walked up this whole street, 9th Ave, and tried every pizza place on the block just to know which place was the best.
Wait, in one walk?
In one walk. I didn't have a pizza at each bite. I had a slice.
He's just got a whole pizza. Yeah. He's like, ah!
That was the moment Bobby Kelly got fat. That's it right there.
Just one walk.
For the fifth time. Yeah, I did it the other night. Last night, I just overdid it. I over fucking do it all the time. Why? Because I can. It's fucked up. It's like we're ordering Chinese food, and I want dumplings. And then I wanted spare ribs. And then they asked me if large or small. And I went large. Why would I get small? Why? Well, let's have more than less. There's nothing.
Might as well just go all out.
There's no feeling of sadness for a fat person than not having enough. Like, it's a fucked up feeling. It's like, I got mad at my wife. I've been mad. Like, I almost got in a fight with her like 2 months ago. I go, you want to get pizza? Every time she gets a period, I can get her to fucking break my diet. It's a beautiful thing. I'm like, she feels crampy and shit. And I'm like, you want pizza or something? She's like, okay.
It's just easy.
Bobby's like, yes.
It's just easy probably to order pizza, right? I love one.
He probably is. Do you want some comfort food? Let's get a pie. Two?
You know what make your bloody vagina feel better? A pizza.
Watching me eat greasy
really
food.
Specific. You're like, do you want some chocolate cherry cheesecake? You do want some.
Well, I went down and I got the pizza from her, and I got the pizza. She ordered the pizza. I went and it was a medium, and I almost fuck. I go, why is it a fucking medium? They go, that's what you ordered.
The Mexican guy's like, I don't know.
I go, okay, okay, let's go. Give me the pizza. And I'm walking home and I bought chips and all kinds of other shit. And I went home, I bought chips and other things because you ordered a fucking medium.
That's called acting out.
And you know what she said? She goes, I didn't order a medium, I ordered a large.
Oh.
They fucked up.
Did you go back? Get justice?
No.
Oh.
She had fucking chips and salsa.
You just sat there with your ruffles?
Yeah.
I just compensated at the deli.
Dude, I would have made them bring me the difference in pizza.
A little bit of dough.
Dude, you know what they're doing at Domino's? With the fucking cheesy bread, they don't give you marinara sauce.
That's
anymore.
Bullshit. I know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I ordered it, dude. They came, they didn't bring marinara sauce. I made the guy come back. It took him like 45 minutes.
You're such a cocksucker.
I didn't tip him.
You are such a fucking
dick.
Dude.
You don't fucking not give me marinara sauce.
He doesn't, he's not Domino's. He works for
him. Captain fucking Domino's tipped you for inconveniencing me.
Captain Domino's?
Yeah. I'm Captain Domino.
Do they tell you?
No.
That's his fault.
That's his fault.
But
you should be like, you got to tell him.
Not the delivery guy.
Yeah, the only reason you ordered that cheese bread is for the marinara sauce.
Yeah, but that's not
that's
the delivery.
Most important
you should have. He should have tipped.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't have. Yes, I gave him a $3 tip before. I'm not giving him an extra tip.
Hang on 1 second. I agree with him. 1 second. He gave him a tip on the original fucking order.
Yeah. Throw him a dollar when he comes back.
No, you don't throw that fuckhead nothing. Because
this is why
they fucked up.
Yeah.
He didn't fuck up.
You're a month out of fucking being a waiter. You're still on their side.
Yeah, goddamn right.
You're on our side.
Yeah. I will always be on their
side.
No, you won't.
I delivered pizzas.
You did?
Yeah, so did I.
It was, you could carry marinara sauce. It would be that easy for him just to carry some. They don't think, just use your head and be like, you know.
One of the
I don't like that Nate is a really sophisticated pizza delivery guy.
So first off, like,
I know what you want.
First off, when I get an order, I look at all the things I need. Yeah. Do I have my Parmesan? Do I have my marinara?
Napkins.
I got my napkins. I know they might want extra napkins. Then I set a route out from the pizza place to the house. What is the most feasible to save gas? Because I'm trying to save some gas. The scaredest I've ever been in my life. One of the most scared. I used to deliver pizzas in high school in Denver, in like a rough area of Denver. And I went to this housing project and I brought in pizzas and it was like this huge black family in this small apartment. And they're like, come in. And I was like, I'm cool just standing right here. And they're like, come in. And a bunch of the guys that I've worked with have gotten robbed at that place.
Right.
And I walk in and they open the pizza and they go, shit, man, this ain't even cut. This pizza ain't even cut. You better. And then they start yelling at me, and I'm like, I didn't make the pizza. I'll bring you guys back some soda. And they're like, yeah, bring us back some soda. I was like, I'll come right back. And I fucking left. I was like, fuck that. They didn't tip me. That was the most afraid I've ever been in my life.
You didn't go back? You didn't go back?
Fuck no, I didn't go back.
Why, you fucking ass? You're a liar.
Yeah, so
you're
what?
A liar.
Good. You know what? I hope they learned their lesson.
I hope they're still looking for you.
They're still waiting. It's just this fucking 12-year-old pizza.
They're watching live at Gotham, and they go, wait a second.
They look at the door.
Is that voice?
You.
I love the charm life that Dan Soder's lived, that's his scariest moment in life. Delivering a pizza, some black guys made him look like a bitch.
Well, actually, the scariest of it.
I mean, my mom's beating me with metal objects. I've been more scared in my own home than
Lewis, I didn't want to air this out, but I've had a gun put in my head when I was hogtied once, if you want to bring that
up. Why were you hogtied?
Because I used to live with a drug dealer.
Is that what he made you do for rent?
Yeah. I don't find that funny. I can't.
Wait a minute. Is that really true?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Was it your roommate that did it?
No. My roommate hogtied you? My roommate and I got robbed.
From?
From him selling weed. He sold like pounds of weed.
Then I don't care.
It was those same black guys.
They wanted their pizza.
That's on the table. You're acting like you just got robbed. Two nice kids got robbed. You're selling weed. You got fucking robbed.
I wasn't selling weed. I was just the roommate.
Yeah, but you don't get sympathy for fucking being a drug dealer getting robbed.
I wasn't a drug dealer.
You were doing the drugs.
I was doing the drugs.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't sell it?
I didn't sell it.
No.
Oh.
But it wasn't like he was like, oh, I didn't know.
You're like, oh, my
corporate
dad. What? Wait, what? I thought we just kind of smoke every now and
then. I thought you were just really generous with your pot.
I thought it was weird that you didn't have a job, but I thought your mom paid for all this stuff.
That new Audi was really nice.
Was hog tying necessary?
I mean, they fucking...
Well, they were like, wait, you know what?
If you want to fuck him in
enough.
The ass, it is. without this monster fucking voice fighting.
Well, it was like a 5'5" Mexican dude.
Really?
Yeah, and he just put the gun in my face, and I was like, ah, shit. And I turned around, he pistol whipped me. And he put the plastic restraints on my wrist.
He had those?
Yeah, these guys were pros. These guys weren't like, they were robbing like all the major drug dealers in Tucson.
This is an episode of Weeds?
It almost was.
What the
fuck? Tucson's a grimy city. That's a fucked up city.
So they came, what are you doing when they come in?
Well, I was walking down the stairs to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
And they just came
and then he
the
goes,
corner.
Do you know where your buddy lives? He goes, yeah, it's right up there in the right the first door.
You know what?
Right.
We've actually got a patio. I just go to his bedroom.
Door's unlocked. He's cool. I'll see you guys back up there. I'm coming up there in a couple seconds.
Using those ties things. Yeah. I have duct tape. I don't know if that's easier.
Yeah.
He's also got a gun under his bed. Heads up.
So how'd they get the things on your wrists?
I was like, the guy put a gun to my head.
And you
said,
lied. So what'd he say? Three and addict. I'm you. I'm you.
Bam.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Dude, I just not like, cool.
Whoa. Whoa, bro.
Hey, man, you don't want to do that to me.
Ooh.
And then they sit there and they all make him do impressions.
That is the most accurate macho man I've ever heard in my life. That was good. You do anybody else? I do Andre the Giant. Do Andre, man.
Do Macho Andre. Man robbing Andre
okay,
the Giant.
Okay, you know what you should do? Do Andre
begging for his life. I don't want you to kill me. Yeah, all right, Holmes, this is fun. Hey, where's the weed he keeps? Throw some of that up.
So they come in the house, they point a gun at your head.
Yeah, my roommate was... It's a very long story, but my roommate was doing
shorten it up.
My roommate was doing a large drug deal.
I hate when people say that. It's a very long story. Yeah, I know. We don't need to live it real fucking time. Shorten it up.
My roommate
make it a Reader's Digest. Let's get to it.
My roommate was doing a very large drug deal.
Yes.
Some guys came by the house. He got nervous. I was at Wells Fargo getting quarters to do laundry. I had 6 loads of laundry in the back seat of my car.
Uh-huh. That's the part you could have cut out to shorten.
Wait,
it
no.
Up.
Right.
Thank I've you, heard Nate. The story before. Thank I've you. Heard the story before, and that's these are like. One of the better parts of the story that makes it funny in the end.
But I like Nate's snobbish southernness. That's a start you could have cut out right there.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to edit that. Snip, snip. My roommate.
Producer Nate.
My roommate comes back. I come home, and then my roommate's like, oh, this is some weird shit. I'm still going to do the deal. I'm just going to meet the guy on the street.
Right.
And he's like, come outside. And I was going to smoke a cigarette. And he gave me his gun because he's like, in case these guys have knives, just... I don't know. It was fucking stupid.
Were they Puerto Ricans from the 20? Yeah. The 20s? The 20. Ugh. I fucking suck.
So we walked down the stairs, and all of a sudden...
So you had a gun?
Yeah.
In my waist.
You were tougher than anyone in this room. Why did you always pretend to be a pussy? I've never had a gun in my waist about to shoot somebody.
Well, I was going to shoot anybody. There was
a... I might have a couple times.
Yeah, you have.
And then one guy like kind of tackled my roommate. My roommate had an athletic bag with 3 pounds of pot in it.
Uh-huh.
And one guy kind of came around the corner and pushed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate just like got rid of the bag and ran.
Right.
And then the other guy came right up the stairs, which I was on. And I put my hands immediately up, exposing the gun in my waist.
Oh, God.
And he pulled the gun out of my waist and he was like, go back in the apartment.
He took your gun and robbed you?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a bitch.
Really, Lewis? What fucking Jet Li movie are you going to be in where you start sliding down the stairs and firing?
You don't have to be in a Jet Li movie. You have a gun.
He had a gun pointed on me when he came around the fucking corner.
Oh, he had a gun too.
He was fucking locked on.
Oh, I thought he stole your gun.
I'm not. He's 5'5" Mexican guy.
Okay. Listen. All right, Dan, settle down. Sorry. Maybe if you use this anger that day, you wouldn't have been in trouble.
Oh,
okay,
well,
nobody here is trying to rob you.
I like the okay. But when this whole story started out, it came out. You're like, I was once hogtied, and they were like, oh, I almost felt bad. You're like, feel bad. You're like, your roommate was doing drugs that you didn't even know about it, and now we got the story that you were like, I'll carry a gun, I'll go down with it. And it's like, I'm on these guys' side. I'm on with the Mexicans.
I think they did
the right thing.
Yeah, they did the right thing by disarming you, you fucking lunatic drug dealers. Yeah.
I
guarantee they were just trying to clean up their neighborhood.
No, they were
just
not.
The neighborhood watch.
Good dudes.
Good Mexican people.
Just vigilantes.
Yes. They went and got the right papers to live in this country.
Yeah, I bet you he had a fucking Zorro mask on.
Yep.
Sutter was high on blow. He had like an open flower shirt with a gun in his waist. Some basketball shorts.
I have a shoulder holster.
Arizona basketball short. Yeah. The gun just in his pocket.
Yeah, there's some dead chick he just strangled while he fucked her in the bedroom.
I'm all coming out with I have a mustache. Fuck, I love making money off kids doing drugs.
Fucking cocksucker.
Have you shot a gun before?
Yeah, I've shot. I grew up before that? Yeah, yeah.
At a Mexican?
No. Just in the mountains.
Did the other guy have a gun? Your friend? He had a gun too?
I was holding his gun.
And what was he? And he
disappeared.
He ran away. Yeah.
And then the guy that had the gun on me made me go back in the apartment. And right when I turned around, he hit me in the back of the head.
And what'd you do?
His voice
was like, I'll suck your cock.
He put it in my mouth. Grabbing his pants.
I was like, no, say I don't want to. Get the fuck away.
I'm not. What do you think I am? Some Marty Cohn? Please. I've got a sick mother.
Real quick, you ever see the show Scare Tactics?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there was one episode. Gay guys get scared the best, okay? But there's one episode with a guy, there's a gay kid, you know, he gets scared so bad. He was fucking seconds away from going, dude, I'll just suck your cock. The guy felt it. He was like, dude, it's a joke. Because this kid was like, I'll do anything. I'll do whatever you want. And he was just going, I'll suck your cock. I'll suck your fucking serial killer dick right now. Tracy Moore. Scare tactics. I'm on SNL, motherfuckers. Smell my finger. Oh, that fucking lunatic. So you're just a hunk of garbage. Is basically what it is. Yeah. All right. Well, good story.
That wasn't even the end of it.
What's the end of it?
He took everything. He took my car, which had 6 loads of laundry in it.
That's the part I
love. He took your car.
I love that part. I didn't have any clothes.
I had to wear a bathing suit for 2 weeks. His underwear.
A woman's.
The underwear.
So he took you. How did he get your car?
He took everything.
How did he get there?
Which one's your car? It's the one right. I'll show you.
Next to yours. Yeah.
Hold on. The driver's side door is weird. You gotta jiggle the key. Let me just start it up for you.
Why did he need your car? How did he get there?
The first guy that took my roommate out, he ran with the bag of pot and got into their car.
How big was the bag?
It was like a lacrosse bag. So it was like
it's a huge. Big bag. So this guy, your drug dealer friend's real smart to go, look, I got a huge drug deal going. We'll go do it at my apartment. Like just gives him everything. Ask, why would you not be like, let's meet somewhere not near where I live?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, haven't they watched Breaking Bad? Come on.
It wasn't out yet. This was 2004.
So let me ask you a question. You invited the Mexicans.
You may invite them over. Why don't you come over?
Come over here.
We'll
where
cook
the pot
something.
Is.
Yeah. We'll have something nice to eat.
All right.
And we'll do an enormous drug deal.
We'll have a little bit of Mota.
Like, yeah.
Well, I imagine Dan Soder didn't have a deep voice at that time. It was like Squeaky Dan.
Hey guys, listen. If you want to come over, it's totally cool.
The gun gets put in my face. I'm like, oh man, that's not cool.
He pistol whipped you.
They hit that huge melon that did nothing.
It really did nothing.
Really?
It really
did. Where
did
he hit you?
He hit me like right in the back of the head. I went down to one knee and then he like kind of pushed me down on my stomach.
And then you went like this. Yeah.
I bit my bottom lip.
You went like this. You went like this. Yeah, ass.
Oh. Me gusta.
Immediately just filled up. So listen, so the guy took your car? And then took all your laundry. What else did he take?
All my DVDs.
Took your DVDs? Why would he take DVDs?
He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking drug dealer.
When was this?
Robber.
When DVDs first came out?
2004. Because I just bought.
What was your favorite DVD that you lost?
I don't
know. Bronxdale?
Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Collector's Edition.
No.
You know what the funny thing is he took everything off me, and 2 weeks before, like, he took, like, my wallet, my keys, but 2 weeks before that, the girl I was dating had bought me the bad motherfucker wallet from Pulp Fiction.
And he took it?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
And you know what's really funny? The cops called me, because I had to file a report, because they stole my car, so we cleaned the house out, and then I called
the cops.
Did
you tell the cops about the drugs?
No.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
Corporate. How would you say? Yeah, they just came over.
Well, we saw
all the holes in the story.
It's so weird that they're like, well, I don't understand. Why would they come over here?
Well, you know what I told them was?
I don't know.
I told them was.
Nuts that they did that.
How shitty was your car, too? It's some shitty, like, 90 Honda hatchback.
96 Dodge Stratus.
Stratus.
I guess that's what they like. He said his mom had a car like that.
they're doing drive-bys in that, really slow drive-bys.
You just hear the gears grinding. Like, they never shoot anybody because everybody hears their car coming. And like, y'all gotta get new cars if you're gonna.
But I told the cops that I came from the bank, and they're like, "Oh, they must have followed you from the bank." That's what the cops thought.
Wow.
Oh.
Well,
but anyways,
you just told people how to fucking rob people too. You just
The cop, called me back, and he's like, "He's a Mr. Soder. You said you lost your wallet. Can you describe it for us?" And I go, "Yeah, it's the one that says bad motherfucker on it." And he goes, "Excuse me?" I go, I had the wallet from Pulp Fiction." And the cop goes, "You had that wallet?" And I go, "Yeah, well, that guy's got it now." And it never, nothing.
It's ironic because you are not a bad motherfucker.
No, not at all. He's a very bad motherfucker.
Yeah. You didn't even try to talk. He didn't even try to talk you out of it like Sam Jackson would have.
You think this is the first time I've had a gun pointed in my face? Because it was.
You're just a pussy.
Oh, am I, Bobby? Yeah. That I'm not a fucking 80s action hero where I'm like, don't put a gun in my face.
I would, first of all, if I was walking down the thing and a guy had, what did he have, a knife?
No, he had a 9mm.
He had a gun too.
Yeah,
so he had a 9mm. What'd he say?
Pointed at me. Nothing. He came up arm locked right on me.
Right.
And I fucking do what any human should do and put my hands
up. You fucking roll down those stairs and fucking fall into him, snap his knee backwards, then bite his fucking face.
Oh,
and then you shoot that gun in his gut, foom, foom, real quick. And then you roll out behind the couch,
yeah, dude.
Take out his friend and save your buddy, save the pot, save the DVDs and the bad motherfucking wallet. That's what you do.
Take one in the shoulder like a man, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pap! Oh, God. Oh, my God. The blood is so thick.
He would have just started going through all his characters as he was dying.
like T-1000?
Yeah, T-1000, exactly.
Oh, no! For I am falling into the ground. Yamasuki!
shit me. All right, but we're going to take a quick break. We're starting to do this now. We're taking little breaks in the middle. Kind of regroup, get a glass of something, a glass of water, because the new intern fucked me. Right out the gate, Dan. I got nothing. I'm dying.
I asked you a specific question.
You're talking back. That's rule number one. Rule number one. You
water.
Never talk back.
God damn.
I asked if you want a glass of poodle water.
You want some gator water?
You want some puddle water?
You want some croc water?
The Doyles love it.
I got rain stick. It makes water. You know, Britain was invented in Australia, mate.
And Abbo gave me a rain stick.
Jesus, Dan.
What is
that's
that?
That's a bad word.
Oh, I forgot. That's your guys' N-word.
That's like an N-word, yeah.
What is that?
What do you call
it? Wait, what is it?
Oh, God.
What did you just say?
Goodbye, corporate Dan. He's done for.
Well, oh, really? Because of your goofy racial slur that no one knows what it means?
That wasn't Dan. That was Kelly who said it.
Yeah, Kelly said that.
What's the racial term for an Aussie?
Listen, you fucking edgy asshole. We can't do it until this fucking Guinness tour is done.
Yeah.
We're not going back and going over it.
I can say it all day long.
I know.
We'll take a break and I'll tell you what it is.
Tell me what it is, because I'm coming back. I'm coming back hard.
I'm coming back hard.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, man, you ever want to know what it's like to be with a real man who knows your intimate feelings? Now, you obviously talking about Robert Kelly. You need to check him out live. RobertKellyLive.com will let you know all the silly places he's playing. I'm like a snake that's built to a big-ass, muscular motherfucker. I don't even know what that means. Ocean City, Maryland. Secrets Nightclub. On the 19th of April, West Haven, Connecticut. Ooh, you gonna get it in the treehouse. Treehouse Comedy, that is. The 20th and the 21st. Finally, West Haven. You're not the only town to get it. Point Pleasant, you next. 27th of April. Things gonna get real sexy, finally. Governors, Bohemia. Ooh, on the 4th of May, that shit's going down. Check it all out. Check it all out. RobertKellyLive.com, you motherfuckers.
For Robert Kelly and his website. And let's slate your name.
Yeah, Randy Savage.
All right, and let's action.
Yeah, I want to thank you for listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. Yeah, go to thecomedyawards.com. Vote for the app iPhone. Yeah, we're talking about the phone that you put in your hands. You control everything with your finger like the Macho Man. Yeah, Robert Kelly Live. That's an app. Go to thecomedyawards.com and vote for it. Your friends, your family, yeah, maybe even your sexy wife that also doubles as your manager, yeah. Vote for thecomedyawards.com, yeah. Better than me beating Steamboat at WrestleMania 3. For there's a new sun on the rise. Giving its love to the field. And that also is the way that I say that a new television show is coming to the network with the giant eye, which means CBS. NYC 22 on CBS April 15th. For it features our great bald-headed chief, Robert Kelly. Spread the word, a great show about a young band of warriors that much control their tribe. This is Latin Dan. I want to thank you for your passion and for your ability to love me. And a special shout out to the people who have given money so we can make love to your ears. First off, Loretta Lindsor, Heather Graves, Heather, I give you twice the pleasure because you donate more than once. Clayton Person, David Johnson, Anthony Edelbrock, Ian Rice, the very sexy Nuclear Clow, LCC, Vladimir Johansson. I've never been with a Nordic, but it feels so right. Sean Sloan, Jacob Moeller, and David Johnson. Thank you to everybody for listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. I promise you are very sexy.
Okay. We're back. We're back. Just say Diva. Just say Diva Kelby. Come downstairs.
Diva, go.
Diva, come on.
There you go. Kelby.
Oh, shit.
Kelby, go. Go, Kelby, go.
Your dog's like, I don't trust
Kelby,
this bitch.
Yeah.
Did you see what he just did to Diva? Yeah.
Get Diva first. Say to Kelby.
Say,
come on. Kelby has no respect for her.
He's like, ugh.
My girl dog is just a fucker. She'll follow anybody into a fucking lawnmower blade. This dog is like, bitch, I just see what you did to Diva.
She was screaming. Kelby just called her a filthy abo.
Come on, Kelby. Kelby.
Right, bring Diva down and put the baby gate up and then come get Kelp.
Are we on right now?
Yeah, we're on, man.
Oh,
we're
my
live.
God, that was so funny when she fucking picked up Diva.
Well, it's so funny that my dogs had to go downstairs, and she was like, I'll do it.
Oh, God.
I don't even know how she talks.
I'll do it, Robert.
When she picked up that dog, and the dog was like, no!
And then she threw it. She just threw it down.
Everyone knows dogs should be treated like the animals they are.
Yeah, you can pick him up. He won't fuck you.
It's like her skin was fire. It's like, arr, arr.
Just pick him up.
He's high.
Come on, Kelby.
Come on, Kelby.
I love that he's backing up.
Kelby, go with the evil girl.
Kelby, go with her. Come here.
Wow. All right. What kind of fucking hockey dad are you? Yeah. He just fucking grabs his...
Like, there's like a lion with a cub. Like, you're just taking it.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know if you should be grabbing your dog like that.
At least I didn't make it cry like Kelly.
Well,
I didn't fucking stick my finger in its vagina as I was picking it up. What did you do to my dog?
You want
to
go downstairs? I'm going to make you scream first.
Fucking dog. And she tossed it right at the end. She threw it on the ground like, I'm done. Yeah. Like it was a grenade. Anyways, we're back. We left.
That was the funniest break I've ever seen. It was just a quick break. Then everybody goes, stands around the counter and just eats cookies and doesn't talk to anybody.
Well, we did. You didn't.
I did not talk to anybody.
You went by the window and reflected on your life.
Yeah. That, you know,
everybody was over in the kitchen except for Nate. I was like, Nate, you all right? He's just over there looking out the window with the midday sun shooting on his baseball cap.
Get a little tan in.
So when we left, we were talking about you. Is everything good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
We figured a way to cut Dan's story shorter, so he's going to do it again.
And we've edited it.
We edited it.
We've done three rewrites.
Yeah, we did a bunch of rewrites. It's a better story.
It's a better story.
I think FX will buy this one.
Yeah.
So I'm in Miami.
Not going with the Mexicans.
I'm in Miami. They're Cuban.
Yeah.
I am coked out of my mind.
He's got two guns in his back pockets.
Yeah. Excalibur. You fuckers going to take me alive?
Dan's got the Australian accent now.
Daddy criminal.
And Kelly tried to kill my girl dog.
Oh boy,
because she's jealous.
Aww. Single white female.
Yeah, she's
Diva.
Jealous.
Oh god, so bad.
So you actually said a racial slur by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said a racial slur in Australia.
not here.
But we're in America.
So it doesn't count here.
It
doesn't. No. Okay, well, fuck it. What was it again? Nobby?
Abo. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, stop. You know what your problem is, dude, is you love... Not everybody loves being racist like you.
I love it.
Yeah, but we're all white. We don't have the fucking Puerto Rican card to fall back
on. You know what's funny? I was raised by all white people, so this is true, like, inbred deep racism that came from my home life, but I get away with it because I'm a little brown.
What do you mean raised by all white people?
I was raised by all white people.
Where?
In Rockland County,
in
New York.
In a home?
You weren't raised in the projects?
No, you know, I told you I fucking grew up in the suburbs.
No, the white family that. Kept
yeah,
in,
you know that.
We in the backyard with their dogs.
Did they catch you walking in the rain one day crying like like that black kid, like Sandra Bullock pulled up? Where you going? Come on in.
So,
well, you had no skills whatsoever?
No, I'm half white, dude. I'm not full Puerto Rican. I'm really? Half Italian-Irish.
That's where your shitty hairline comes
yeah,
in?
Yeah, dude.
Take my hat off.
Oh, dude, well, there's an eighth of weed inside of my hat that I just don't want to take off.
What do you mean an eighth? Oh, some marijuana.
Inside of my hat, yeah.
Well, be careful. Dan's here.
Dan's going to get me robbed. Those Mexicans just pop in.
Every time.
That's why I didn't know that. I didn't know you were half white.
Yeah, yeah. And my dad was stabbed when I was four.
Jesus.
He was the Puerto Rican?
Yeah. And then I was just raised by all my racist white family. I swear to God, dude, I remember at Thanksgiving one year, my grandma Rose, they were having a conversation about me.
Puerto Ricans celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I guess.
Why?
They
were in Puerto Rico.
I don't care for this at all.
Actually, you know what's funny, dude? I was in Puerto Rico the week before Thanksgiving, and they do celebrate Thanksgiving. I was wondering that when I was there, and they had fucking
really
turkey cakes.
Isn't Thanksgiving
fucking,
though like when the pilgrims and
yeah, Puerto Rico
the
is
Indians.
An American. It's basically the 51st state.
It's
dude.
A principality.
It is now. It, in the last 8 years, it happened.
No, it's like been like 30 years. Actually,
we just did it because you guys were going to do it anyways.
We're just going to become a state. We're just going to start calling ourselves a state.
Yeah. It wasn't a state back then. I mean, Thanksgiving is for the colonies, the pilgrims.
No, the 14th colony was actually Puerto Rico.
And by the way, I think you're wrong. I think when they discovered America, Puerto Rico was one of the first places they landed. Like, that was, it was like Cuba, Puerto Rico.
What about Plymouth Rock?
Plymouth Rock landed on us,
that's
bro.
That's something they did.
Move the fuck on. Jesus Christ. I can't stand you. And Nate, you were born where?
In Old Hickory, Nashville, Tennessee.
Old what?
Old Hickory.
Old what?
Old Hickory.
Oh,
what's
Hickory.
That?
It's like, it's where Andrew Jackson is from. It's named after him.
Who's Andrew Jackson?
It's a little dude called the President.
It's on a $20 bill, you retard.
Yeah. He did quite well for himself.
You never know. It could be a fucking college hoop star.
Yeah, he was a huge...
Or a
yeah.
fucking big he baseball goes, player.
He was the best. He was real good in junior high and basketball. Most amazing guy we've ever seen. Yeah. He never did anything after, but we named the town after him. That's how good he was in junior high basketball. We've never seen nothing like it.
Old Hickory.
Old Hickory. So... So you, there's not a lot of black people where you came from, right?
That's what we call them old hickories.
You know what?
All those old hickories keep on hanging out on the block.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Lewis.
There was, I went in, like, growing up, like, in, like, elementary and junior high and stuff. Yeah. But when I went to high school, I went to a private school. And there was one black kid in our entire school. And then what's funny, we had another black kid come to our school. And
they had
I thought
fight?
His name was John Black. I literally thought that was his name. We called him John Black. And then afterwards, I found out his name's actually John Berlin. And then we just called him John Black because he was black.
That's fucked up.
Well, I didn't know it was that bad. But I just, like, later on,
he
I'm
did.
Like, so why did we?
Did.
Yeah, he did.
Every time he went home, they're like, how's school? He's like, man, I don't want to go back.
They keep going. They call me John Black, Mom. That's how bad it is.
Baby, did you tell me last name's Berlin?
His first name wasn't even John.
It's not. Yeah. It's Black.
His name was Chris Berlin.
We called him Black.
I remember, I feel bad. I grew up with black kids from first to sixth grade in West Medford. Boston's very segregated, you know. They had the
what?
They had the Italian. Even
race is an issue in Boston.
But even the towns outside of Boston, like I grew up in Medford. Medford was segregated: North Medford, South Medford, West Medford, and you know, North Medford was Irish, you know, type of guys, and South Medford was Italian, and then West Medford was, you know, white fucking Protestant Catholic cocksuckers, mm-hmm. Irish mixes and Polish motherfuckers. And then the blacks had their part of town in West Medford. And I grew up there from first to sixth grade. And I used to, that's where I dated my first black girl, mm-hmm. Janine McKay.
Yeah.
Irish name.
Well, yeah, it was because of slaves. That's why Patrice O'Neill, all that O'Neill and shit, that's from back in the day.
Sounds like a hot Irish chick.
Well, you know, they named their slaves after them.
All right, so why are we making it real?
No, it's just a fun fact.
I'm not like a slave denier.
I read that off a Snapple bottle.
That was Snapple got real edgy.
That was the edgy Snapple bottle.
Nate doesn't believe slavery ever existed. He's like, oh, come on, man.
We call it helping.
we called it Tuesday.
I got in a fight with my first black kid in fifth grade. And I, Jesus Christ, man, I never fought a black kid after that again. He wouldn't go down.
When was this, fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
I like that you're telling the story like the first boxer that ever got in the ring. Like the first time they ever let Joe Johnson in the ring. Yeah. Like, this guy's fucking unbelievable. He's fast.
Muhammad Ali. Who was your toughest fighter? This one kid, no one knows. Yeah. He would not go down.
He kept getting back up. And then I just became good friends with him. But I remember one girl.
Wait, did he beat you up? Who won the fight?
Nobody. He just wouldn't. I kept hitting him as hard as I could, and he'd get back up and hit me. And then we did a couple headlocks. And then it was like, you know, when you get in a headlock, it's like, come on, I can't breathe. And then someone lets go because no one wants to kill.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You don't want to kill a kid in fifth grade. You're not that committed to the fight. But then.
In Australia, they have to. That's how they weed out.
The week
they take him downstairs. Dude, I remember in the sixth grade, I got the shit beat out of me by a black kid. I was like, I thought I was like a tough kid. Yeah. And then I fought this one black kid.
You still do.
Yeah, I do. To this day, if I saw this kid, I'd run the opposite direction. Dude, this fucking African kid. I forget his name. It's like, his name was like Baba Tunde or something, dude. And his buddy, I remember I was talking shit to his buddy.
Y'all call him Bob.
And I was kind of being a bully. I was kind of being a bully, and I called him Baba Tunde Black. And I smacked the kid's milk, like the real shithead bully move. Like, right. I smacked his friend's milk. And this little African kid popped up. Double leg took me down, mounted me, and ground and pounded me in front of the entire school while everyone cheered him on. Like, everyone couldn't have been happier to watch me get my ass kicked.
Lewis has deserved everything that has ever gotten. Oh, yeah.
Like, even male pattern baldness.
Wait, now, that's the least God could do.
And did you, like, you're a girl, but have you ever gotten your ass beaten?
No. I was too much of a smart ass.
You never got your ass beaten?
No, never went into a scrag fight.
Scrag fight?
What the fuck is that?
When two bitches fight each other.
They call that a scrag fight?
It's a scrag fight. Hair pulling.
All right, here's
scrag
the deal.
Scrag is racist.
I don't know if you know this, but scrag's kind of like cunt.
You really never got into a fight?
No.
Never. Did you ever get smacked by a dude because you talk too much?
No. No, I used to get punch-ons.
Did I say that out loud?
If you marry a nice American boy, that'll come soon enough.
If I'm lucky. No, because I had older brothers and sisters, and we used to beat the shit out of each other. Like,
oh, really?
My brother like threw me through a window once. And
a hole? Like a window? Yeah, yeah. Like window?
We were
like
really, fucking, a door, like a sliding door.
Shawn Michaels, Morty Jannetty. Like super kicked it through a window.
Yeah. That's a great reference.
Like Hooper? Like the movie Hooper? With Burt Reynolds? Nothing really?
Nah.
That's a stuntman movie.
No, you're showing.
I was just going to make a stuntman reference.
From the 30s?
I made
this
stuntman.
You're showing your age, Bobby.
Come on, man. You want to be cool like us?
I like that this story's coming out. We're like, have you ever been in a crazy fight? She's like, no. And then we're like, you have to get it. She's like, well, I got thrown through a window. Like, oh, maybe that could come up when we say.
That's what we do here on this, on the You Know What Do podcast. We get into the real story. This asshole, we were feeling bad for him. He was hogtied and getting pistol whipped. He's really a fucking Cuban drug dealer. Deserved everything.
I prefer drug lord.
The Mexican neighborhood watch was just doing their job.
They're at a meeting in a bare wall with a Jesus picture above them.
We need to get these people out of our neighborhood.
They have red berets.
None of you do to do nothing.
Well, so he threw you. Why did he throw you through a window? Like a window with the wood. Did you go through the window?
No, it was a sliding door window.
I just imagine her dusting herself off after she was thrown through.
Because she's Australian. Yeah. Yeah. And then breaking open one of those fucking Falstas.
Yeah, just a fucking oil can of beer. She's like 10.
Yeah. That's Australian for horseplay, mate.
Well, no, I never got into a fight, but me and my brothers and sisters with horseplay, they'd take chairs and break them over my back. We'd knife fight in the garage.
One time I woke up and a fucking buffalo was coming right at me. They put my bed right in the buffalo's cage. Why'd he throw you through the window?
I think we're fighting over what we're watching on the television.
Well, you have like two channels over there. Why would you fight
on the television?
But I wasn't hurt. The only thing that happened.
Nate, let me tell you something about Nate. Subtle little sniper. Yeah.
Nate,
listen, we're all in the fight shooting. Yeah. Nate's on the top of a building around fucking 40 clicks that way. Thunk, thunk. Every once in a while you hear that. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't that hurt. The only thing that happened was I had my feet were all cut up.
Your feet were cut up.
Yeah,
that's not I'm hurt.
Did you go?
How did you?
Did he throw your feet first?
No, I don't know.
What did you run? Yeah. Did you
one,
two, three? Just kicking.
No, I think it was. It could have been that. I think it would have been. It would have been a wrestling move because I think
she missed a drop kick.
So we're really into wrestling. Yeah, really into wrestling. I remember like my brother nearly once choked me because I was in a sleeper hold.
Right.
And they used to hold me down. Both my brothers and my sister. Used to good. Hold me down.
Slow down. Slow down. Shh. No. Go ahead. Shh. Wait a second. Stop.
Back it up.
Just slow. Dude, I was like 6 years old.
I know. Now really slow it down. What were you wearing?
Yeah.
What were you wearing? Hopefully some Winnie the Pooh outfit.
Oh, was it a onesie with flowers?
Yeah. Was it a onesie with Tigger on it?
Yeah. Oh boy.
All right.
Don't say that.
No, I remember once they held me down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother would.
He held you down. How?
This story is going to go nowhere now.
Did he hold you down by your hair?
Built it up to be something, and it's nothing.
And then it became a real scrag fight.
so you guys go to a fight, and he just he hucked you through a fucking window.
Because we saw his. We watched. We
and then you would you do a tap dance on the glass after? It doesn't hurt me, mate.
I don't remember a lot of it. I just know I've got scars on my feet.
Look at the strength of my feet when I walk across the outback.
Yeah, you can go get coffee. This isn't a real radio show. You can actually say.
Dude, by the way, if somebody said that in the microphone on my show, if they get coffee, I'd stop the whole show and we'd restart over.
No, we don't do that. We did take a break, but you can, because you're not eating carbs because you're trying to get thin again. He got fat in like a month.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. He blew
up. You know, you're fat too. I love that you used to be a fatty.
Yeah.
I actually would like to see you with a little more weight on you.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's happening because I've already started reading my quit smoking book.
I was kidding about that.
No,
by the way.
It's
don't
happening.
Get fat.
Tell me, it's already my mind's going. I'm and eat. It's awful. I'm just gonna get chubby.
Really?
Were you real fat or was it?
Nate is such a fucking cunt. Were you real fat?
I thought I was big.
How big were you?
I was like 40 pounds heavier.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she's like crazy. I think you're trying to make Bobby feel better about like you think that's she's talking like she's like a whale. She was like 500 pounds.
40 pounds on her?
She wasn't really like crazy.
That's four babies. Picture it that way.
That's four fat babies.
That's four huge
that's
babies.
Four fat babies she had around her on her body. Now look at her.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Damn.
Granted, I had 80.
Yeah, you have 80.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking old lady in a shoe. That's how many fat babies I have on me. Woo. All right.
An old lady, though.
Hey, what are you going to do? Talk about old references.
You remember when that came out?
I wrote it. Listen to me.
Yes.
So you're going to put on a little more weight than this.
Well, I am because I'm going to quit smoking and I'm petrified. That's how I put a lot of the weight on in the first place when I quit smoking.
That's how I did it this time.
Oh, man. It's not looking good.
It's terrible, but we'll still love you even if you're fatty.
It looks awful. I have these massive Italian lunch lady arms that just sway in the wind. I can build up speed and fly.
I know exactly what she's talking about. They have little calcium deposits that fall off.
It's awful. I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah, I had massive tits though. I don't want to get anyone to settle down.
Well, you had huge tits?
Huge. They were fucking...
How big?
Well, proportion to the rest of my body. It was
a B-cup.
Okay.
Yeah, just,
what size were you? 36 what?
A
36
E?
Yeah.
You had a fucking
E. Yes.
Jesus Christ, chesty love.
Yeah.
Well, she lost 40 pound of tit. That's it.
And they all left from there, and then that's where things get real. That's where life happens.
Fucking
when the fat
E
comes out of your fucking tits.
Oh my God.
And they
God.
Just go, oh, we used to be up here. Now. I don't know, not that bad, but it's just.
That's so funny. I wonder what if your balls, if that happened to your balls, how fucking weird that would be if your balls got fat. Just had fat nuts.
Huge
just
nuts.
Just a huge sack. You had a sit open-legged on a plane all the time because your balls were just enormous. And then when you lost it, it was just sagging, big sag nuts. That's my favorite nut, by the way, when my nuts are really droopy and saggy and hot. I don't know about you guys. Nate?
When are they anything other than
sometimes
that?
They're
cold,
tight.
Yeah, so cold or high and tight.
Yeah, really? High and tight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like them high and tight because they're not as sensitive. I like when they're just hot and saggy and drooping like just big fat nuts.
I don't have big balls what at do you all. Got? I got like never pretty, get big? Pretty mediocre sized balls.
You were meant to be a girl.
I don't know what I'm meant to be, dude, but my balls, my I'll balls tell you this, are not
it ain't,
impressive.
It ain't fucking human, whatever you're meant to be.
Dude, like, my balls are so small that I've almost told girls that I've had one of my balls removed so it would make sense.
That is the
I
crazy
I swear to God,
ball.
That's true.
I think you're making Nate and his Christian upbringing uncomfortable.
It's all, everyone Nate. Knows.
Balls are where babies come from. And that's part of life.
God made balls.
God made
Nate.
Balls.
Not from the stalk.
So it's just cool to keep talking about it over and over again?
Yeah.
All right.
But why would you say that to girls, though? Because they because
then it's two-part thing. Number one, they'd go, oh, this guy has pretty big one ball. Like, that's a pretty impressive one ball. And then number two, they feel bad for me.
So then, you got small balls.
No, they're going to feel bad for me because they think I had like one of my balls removed. Like I had testicle
but
cancer.
But they can, don't they put their hand down there and feel that there's two lumps? Two.
Yeah, what would you say?
It's really just one, it looks like one ball. It's like one small sack and there's two balls in there. But you really got to play. I mean, who's going that in depth with
apparently
their
Kelly is.
I do when I bump. I go way down there. I would imagine if I liked balls, which I do, my own balls, but if I was into balls, I would like a big droop ball.
A big.
What kind of balls do you like, Kelly?
Oh boy.
Do you like high and tight?
Do you like a high and tight shaved ball, or do you like a nice fucking good old fucking Aussie nut?
It depends on the guy.
Like a coconut.
It depends on the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you mean?
The last guy had big balls, but they were.
But he was mean.
But they got to his head.
Did you hear it?
So.
Did you hear it from the rooftop?
Nate, before he says something, he breathes in. He goes. But he was mean.
You just hear.
You're another guy going like this. 20.
At the end of the podcast, Nate's breaking down. Nate walks in with an old briefcase.
All right, go ahead. Well, the last guy had big balls. Just talk about it.
Because you guys are getting.
Do we know him?
No.
Okay.
No, no,
cool.
No.
Is he a
this
comic?
Is the last guy. No, this is the last
James
guy.
Is it James Smith?
Oh, did you hurt his? Are you he's sick? Huh? Are you
No, it was a guy what? I was talking about last time.
It was Andrew Jackson from Old Hickory, Tennessee.
No. It's a guy I work with.
Oh, the beautiful penis.
Yeah, good dick guy.
All right, so you had nice balls too. If you got a good dick, you can't. God doesn't fuck you like that. Give you a perfect cock and just shitty nuts.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he had bad nuts.
No, he had good nuts.
He had good nuts. Did you now, as a girl? I'm really asking this. Do you like do nuts? Are you a nuts? Do you like a nut? It's like an almond
some
joy.
Guys are really weird. It doesn't matter.
I'm a mounds.
Cashews, whatever.
It doesn't matter to me. It matters with the guy because some guys you can't even touch them because they're too sensitive.
Really? So
and some guys only love them being.
So
touched.
If so, it's up. So you don't give a shit though. If
it
a guy likes it,
if he doesn't like it, then I won't go
the
there.
The guy's like,
does,
get on my nut. Now, what if he wants underneath the nut?
Taint.
Not the taint, but like when you. Does this flip you out? Let me ask you this question. This scenario. You're going down to a guy, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then you go to his nuts. He's like, oh, god damn. Then you go underneath his nuts and he goes, oh my god. Oh, and he arches his back. And then you go near his asshole and he's like, oh,
no,
fuck my pussy. Would that flip you out? Does that bother you?
Yep. That's horrific. No, I don't go any south than that.
You know, I used to have a girl smoking hot girl.
She can't love this girl, by the way. Anyway,
huh?
You don't go south of a nut. You're not a human being. Anyway,
what?
Kick her off the podcast
what
now,
are you
Bobby.
Saying?
What the fuck's wrong with this girl?
What are you saying?
What kind of
warlord
are you?
You never licked a guy's asshole.
No, I'm not.
No.
Let me tell you something. This is how I know if a girl loves me or not. If she'll look into my horrible, droopy, flabby ass
man.
And open it up and put her tongue in there. I mean, I know that she fucking loves me. I'll leave her because she's a piece of shit and she shouldn't.
My asshole's retired. My asshole's out of the game. Yeah. But from 25 to 31, my asshole was in that game.
Your asshole's got six rings like Jordan?
Yeah. My asshole. But I remember I had a girl back in the day smoking hot pork. Puerto Rican girl. I was a bartender at one of the clubs, and she would just eat my asshole and suck my dick. That's all she did. Look, I'd meet her in the mid-afternoon. She'd be at work at, you know, all right, let's go. And we'd go to my house. She goes, all right, get on all fours. And I'd get on all fours, and she'd fucking just eat it, and then suck my, like they call it milking, where she takes your dick from, pulls it from behind, and just starts sucking your cock. And I would fucking lose my mind.
It was great.
Oh,
she was a good Catholic girl because she would fuck you.
Huh?
She was a good Catholic girl. She wasn't.
I don't know what she was, but she fucking ate a good asshole. But that's back when my asshole was, you know, kind of nice.
In its prime.
That's what they what they did to Dan Soder when they robbed him. They were milking him. Please.
I wish. I'll be a good girl. I'm a good girl. I'll be a good girl.
That's where he learned to do voices, just to get away.
To escape my pain.
His escape mechanism is a voice.
Yeah, if somebody puts your tongue in your asshole, you'll do a Macho Man real well.
Oh, yeah.
He just started going through his childhood.
Come on, you can take it, Dan.
Dig it.
Dig it. You'll make it through this. Hang on.
Hang on.
Ah, shit. That's funny that you don't go through the ass at all.
No.
And
will. They don't go to mine. I don't go to theirs, and we're all happy.
You wouldn't let a guy go
near
you?
No.
You'd never let him put it in your butt?
No.
Why not?
Because it's out of bounds.
Out of bounds, really? Yeah. Why?
Because I had
you have fucking Vegemite coming out of your asshole.
I've had way too
Is
many
it in a different place?
You have problems in your asshole?
Whoa. It's not in between.
Shut the fuck up, everybody.
Oh, wait, what happened?
I saw my face in
a
minute.
Oh, no. I can't talk about this
minute.
Now.
Wait a minute. Hang on one second.
No, wait, hold on.
Kelly.
I was paying attention to the sniper.
All right, yes.
I missed gunfire.
She actually just said something. She said, I can't
talk. Stage.
She goes, my asshole, I have way too many problems down there. And I need to know.
Oh, boy.
I need to TMZ this. What do you mean? Listen. What do you mean when you have problems
myself.
Down there?
No, that's how it sounded.
I think this might be the podcast every week. Yeah. I don't think we have anybody else. Yeah. I think this is it. All right, listen, Kelly, what is your problem with your asshole?
Hemorrhoids?
No.
We've all popped a few hemorrhoids lifting weights. Come on, right?
Did you rip your asshole?
What? No, we have not.
No.
What does that mean?
I say too much crazy stuff with weed. Like you're just like we've all like.
Now when I first started lifting weights,
majority of the time it's like no.
I wasn't breathing properly, and if you don't breathe properly, dude, you'll fucking pop little hemorrhoids at your asshole.
Not if you don't have them.
Yeah.
Everyone has hemorrhoids. Actually, it's a vein inside of your asshole.
I've had hemorrhoids.
I've never.
And everyone
I've
has,
had them.
I don't think
it's a vein in your asshole that will come out. Everyone has it.
Do you have to push it back in?
Yeah.
No, I just want. I use some Prep H. I push it back in.
Prep H.
I actually get dental floss. And
no, you don't.
You wrap it around.
I wrap it around. And I tie it off real tight till it dies.
Oh.
Then it falls off like a dead grape.
Your dog serious? Eats it.
Kidding. No way.
Listen, damn. I get my dog down there to itch it. I had roids once where I would wake up. I had a sleep itching.
Oh.
I'd just be itching my asshole, like waking up and I'd sleep itch. And I'd look at my finger, was just fucking
green and deformed.
It was a coke nail, but it was really just to itch my asshole.
Oh.
All right, again, I want to hear.
You had a Nosferatu fingernail.
Lou's on fire.
Lou's on fire. Lou's on fire.
Gomez rules.
GomezComedy.com. Go there now.
J's for jokes.
Oh, come on, I want more. From
Listen to me. I want to hear about your fucking awful asshole. What happened with your asshole?
Nothing.
Don't touch that.
Nothing.
Does it have something to do with it? Because your toilets flush differently? Is that a problem?
The wind goes in the opposite direction. So yeah.
Your asshole tied in a knot because it spins in the opposite direction. What the hell happened, Kelly?
I got a fissure.
What's that?
A fissure is a tear that happens inside your asshole.
Oh.
And it tears up. That's how
you talk about this on stage?
I do.
Hey.
Okay, you talk.
How do you bring that up? Like, who goes,
hey, how
have
you guys,
heard a fissure bit?
Hey, how you guys doing
banana.
Tonight?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man, did you get Kelly's new fissure bit?
Hey, does anyone else do an asshole rip bit?
Tal would come up to you, call you up. Hey, let me ask you, do you do an asshole tear bit?
Are you doing it tonight?
Right, I'm going on first. Do you mind if I do my asshole ripping bit?
All right, well, explain what a fissure is.
It's a tear that happens in your asshole. But what happened was, happens out of nowhere. Like nothing had happened. It just came, and that's how I lost the weight.
You can't fucking have an asshole rip.
Yeah,
out of nothing.
Yes. I think, your
brother get into another fight?
No. Yeah.
How did he throw you through this window? Maybe you don't know where all your scars are.
No, I think I just had a long haul flight. It was like 2 weeks after or 1 week after I got back from Australia, like two.
The flight gave you asshole tears?
Yeah, because I'm sitting on your ass for like 24 hours.
I do that all the time.
Welcome to life.
Yeah,
you gotta be prepared to do something like that.
No, this is a freak thing that happened.
So your asshole tears.
You get a tear inside. But what happened was that wasn't the worst thing. What happened was that
shit came out of it.
No, I got misdiagnosed twice. So I was using the.
They're like,
wrong.
That's not an asshole tear.
Yeah.
Just because it was some doctor that usually works on kangaroos.
Yeah.
Because they thought she was pranking them. She's like, "There's a crack in my asshole."
And then I had to have a colonoscopy.
Lou's not on fire.
Lou's is on fire.
He lost Lou's it. He lost it.
Go put your rollerblades back.
Go mess with that roll.
That's a nice airball right there.
All right, so your asshole has a slice in it, and you go to the doctors, and how did they misdiagnose?
They thought it was hemorrhoids.
I want to know what you said to them. What was when you said when
I
they go?
Even
what seems to be the problem? What did you say?
I'm like, I can't breathe because my asshole is fucking.
You can't breathe.
Can you please name that your CD? Yeah. I can't breathe because my asshole's on fire.
I'm like, I'm gonna die. This is the most pain I've ever.
Australians
felt.
Breathe through their assholes.
Yeah. It was awful.
So it hurt. It hurt.
I can't even tell you. My it's hereditary. There's like issues.
Wait, your mom has a rip in her asshole?
I was talking to my mom about it. My mom's had four kids.
Kelly,
like,
sit down. There's a problem that runs in our family. You might experience it one day, but your asshole's gonna rip.
What are you saying, Mom? Your asshole will rip.
We're known as the asshole rippers.
Mom, it happened.
Years ago, a witch cursed our family.
Oh shit. This is a funny episode.
I just rang mum and went, the eagle has landed, and that was my rip.
Oh shit.
No.
Oh man, asshole rip.
So wait, how do they repair it?
It's
very carefully.
Glue.
Shut the cheeks. All right, that's good to go.
Just a duck walk during the week.
Kelly was scooting on her carpet with no pants.
She's got one of those dog claws around her neck.
Oh, man.
So she can't lick her own asshole.
Oh, shit. I wish I hadn't mentioned that.
God, that whole
I'm
image.
I'm getting a beating. Oh, shit.
Listen, Kelly. Right.
That image of Kelly.
That's listen, all right.
So you
scoot along.
Listen.
Shut up.
So your asshole tears. Yeah. Your asshole tears. They misdiagnosed you with what?
With hemorrhoids.
No.
How many asshole things did they possibly
I
fucking
know.
Fuck up?
Kelly, on? I think you have astigmatism.
Yo, Lewis is back.
Lewis is back. Lewis is back. Lewis is back. Gomez rules.
You should leave, Lewis.
Oh, God. Okay. So, Kelly, listen to me. Stay on this. So you go in. The doctor says you have a stigma.
He said they have hemorrhoids. And then you said it's hemorrhoids, hurts, right?
Twice. Two different doctors.
Two hemorrhoids.
Two different doctors said, oh, yeah, it's hemorrhoids. Use this cream. Right. But
so
the cream,
they had to look in your They had to look in your
they
asshole.
Had to put my... They put their finger in there. And I'm petrified. I will
and
never.
The guy, the doctor used to be a fucking iron worker.
Like,
it's like got, a fucking German sausage.
He's got fucking fat Pittsburgh fingers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they weren't nice Joe Juan fingers. Yeah. Joe DeRosa fingers, which anybody would want in their ass.
I could take like this. Oh, Joe, you're in?
No.
I'm going to put Joe DeRosa fingers, please.
Yeah, it's like when you get your ear pierced, you're like, oh, that's it?
Right. So this guy had to put his finger in your asshole.
It was a female doctor.
Did,
but yeah.
All right, so she put her finger. Did she wear a glove?
Yeah.
Now she spit on it. She made sure she spit on it, so it's clean. There we go.
I'm gonna barehand this one if you don't mind.
You know, it's an Australian doctor. Like, usually we wear gloves, but we're all out, mate.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take some of my sanitizing deck and put it on my hands.
Oh, God. I got a Ziploc bag from my sandwich.
Inside out.
There's a little mayonnaise.
Don't worry.
So they.
You know, you get people that are hypochondriacs and they always go to the doctor.
You're not.
I am the opposite way. Like, I could have a leg broken with a bone sticking out. I'm like, it's fine. I'll just walk it off. It's fine. Right. I fucking hate doctors.
Yeah, I can tell because you had a tear in your asshole.
I won't go back.
So you go in and you, the third time, you're like, this, your asshole's hurting so bad.
That's when he looks at your last name and goes, oh, I didn't know your last name. Well, yeah, you have a huge family problem with this.
Oh, you're not the daughter of Judy.
What's your last name?
Oh, tell her I said hi.
What's your last name?
Vestika.
What is it?
Vestika.
You know, in Germany, that means fucking ripped asshole.
Italian?
That's what they call it. Do you have a disease named after you now?
It's like Crohn's. It's like Crohn's disease.
Vestika disease. I can bleed from your.
I love that Lewis has just got a hard on under the table. I think of her sliced asshole.
I came 5 minutes ago.
So listen, it's awful. So I'm gross. That's disgusting.
Okay, so you the third time is a charm.
Yeah, it was a doctor recommended to me by another comic who had asshole issues.
This guy is an asshole tear specialist.
Wait a minute, you knew another comic with asshole issues?
Yeah.
What? What was wrong with him?
He had a cyst in his.
What's with you Australian people?
Australian. What are you? Do you answer, American guy.
Wait, what comic?
Do you answer your cell phones with your assholes?
No, because I was talking about it on stage. He's like, oh, you need a doctor? I've got this really good doctor. And I went to this guy, and the funniest thing about what happened was I had to write where I worked on the form, and I wrote down the restaurant that I worked at, and while I was bending over and the nurse was there and he had his finger inside my ass, I was like, you know, I love the sandwiches at your work there. Amazing. And I'm like, this is not the time.
I like this doctor. He's a good guy.
He's a monotony breaker.
I know this is
awkward, by the way.
I know your restaurant. It's good. Anyway, breathe in for me.
I love it if he didn't use his finger, he used his cock.
Oh, boy. Oh. Let me ask you a question. Danny's wincing so much over there.
Why?
He's feeling the pain.
I was doing the fake dick in the butt. I was emoting it on my face.
He was working on a new character.
Yeah. And scene.
He's so method.
So he sticks his penis in your asshole, and then he takes it out, and there's blood on his dick, so he knows that it's. But the blood, blood is at the high point of his dick, so he knows that it's.
Well, like an oil, like when you're checking your oil. He goes, you know what? I'm gonna look at this. As you can see, you breached my head, which means. You must have an asshole tear. And this is, are you Vestika from the Australian Vestukas? Oh, we have a whole chapter on you in med books.
I said hi.
Oh, God. God damn it. So he finds out.
Can you not, like, are you, like, stuck here and you can't fly home? That's why you're here because of this? You really want to go home, but you can't. She's like, it's too long to sit down.
It's on fire.
Gomez rules.
Gomez still rules.
At this point, he just takes the sniper rifle off and rocket launcher.
I'm shooting my own team at this point. Go for it.
So you get your asshole thing.
I can't imagine this is interesting to anyone.
What the fuck? Are you nuts?
Are you out of your mind?
I was almost asleep before you brought this up.
We're hoping maybe one person might have heard of someone that has this. And then they're going to call them and be like, I think I know someone else.
Oh, boy.
We were talking about the rape of Dan Soda. Yeah. And now it's on
I'm way happy we're on this.
I've talked about it on stage, and I've had guys come up to me afterwards and went, every time I take a shit, I bleed. What should I do? I'm like, see a fucking doctor. What are you doing? I don't know.
What material are you doing that a guy's like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to her about.
Yeah. Because
what is the joke? Can we hear the joke?
No, I'm not going to say the joke because no one will laugh and I'll feel bad. Well,
is it on YouTube? Pull it up on YouTube.
Nope.
Here's the deal. This is why. Tell us a joke like a comic tells a joke.
Yeah.
You know how comics do that? Listen to me.
All right.
Youngster.
Okay.
You can tell us the joke, but not do the joke. We're not asking you to do the joke. Asking you as a comic to tell. Don't get fucking girly. Don't become a girl.
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead.
Stand up.
Just told her not to become a girl.
Do you want me to, wait, hold on.
We're talking about her poor asshole for half an hour.
Real quick, do you guys want me to bring her to the stage like an MC? So she can tell the story?
Here we go.
All right. Are y'all ready for more show?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for more show?
Yeah.
Your next
next comedian.
Wait, is this the black club?
Yeah. This next bitch about to tear your ass up.
That's my opener.
Please welcome to the stage my girl, Kelly Festuca.
Woo! Kelly.
Me.
Dan was just talking about tearing asses up. Speaking of that.
Go ahead.
No, because I talk about how I lost the weight, because everyone asked me how I lost the weight.
Right, yeah.
And how I lost the weight is because I couldn't.
Boo, this is a really weird way to tell a joke.
Yeah, Kelly, come on, let her tell it.
You're making me snort.
I love that everybody has a bullet in their chamber. Look at the faces. Everybody's gonna fucking, they're just waiting for that fucking duck to go by.
We have too much ammo. We're like, I got so much ammo, like it's nuts.
Kelly, I'm with you, Kelly. Go ahead. You're on stage.
Yeah, because everyone asked me how I lost the weight.
Right.
And I'm like, well, because I tell them, like, I had a muscle that tore my arsehole. And so every time I had to take a shit, I was in extreme pain. Right. When you can't afford to go see a doctor,
right,
then for, you know, like, that's what happens. Like, you lose weight over 6 months.
You just don't shit because you don't eat.
I couldn't eat. I was too scared to eat.
So you don't eat because you didn't want to shit.
Yeah.
You were scared of shitting.
I was scared of everything.
As all women should be.
Yeah.
But that's a good woman right there. Yeah, even without the fissure.
I would have loved dating you during this 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, you just a
fissure. She fart ever? Shit. Yeah. Does she fart around you? Oh, no.
No.
If she does, it's just screaming.
No, but that's the thing.
No, but she pisses like a prize bull. She does. Smells like fucking oatmeal.
The only time you see her.
Oh, boy.
Prize bull. Oh, might be the line of the podcast.
That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
The only time you see her fart, it's like a prize. Like, you don't know what's going on. You're like, what's wrong? Like, every, like, four times a day, she just starts crying and shivering. You're like, what's wrong?
But that's the thing, because I had to eat a lot of fiber because I was in a, because everything was happening. So I wasn't, like, shitting a lot, but there was gas. Oh, boy. I was changing.
Oh, really?
I was changing, you know, ocean water into clean drinking water. It was really? I was packing. I was a rocket ship.
Really?
I don't understand that saying at all.
That was far too scientific.
The salt gets taken out or
something? What she's saying is that she farted a lot. She had bad gas.
So it makes ocean water drinkable?
Yeah,
so is this like good? This is like a good thing?
Nate, I'm way on board with Nate. I'm like, yeah. I don't get the science.
It's a backwards saying.
Can you do that?
So it's something
like, you guys have never desalted water?
Is this like an ionizer?
I was farting so bad I was turning bricks to gold.
And you're
like, so it's like awesome?
That's what God damn. Because I get a lot of power. That's what I'm saying. Machines need a lot of power. I have a lot of power inside. Don't dissect my joke.
This motherfucker said.
I know. I respect it.
I'm not playing along. I really need it.
God damn, I respect it.
God damn, Nate.
It's not a bad thing.
Oh, shit.
It's just slaughtering.
I think
me.
Foreign countries need you. I think there's like third world countries that could use your power.
I look to the sky and I ask you.
I'm fucking crying. Oh, God damn it.
She has
God.
The weirdest X-Men power ever.
Feed villages.
It hurts. She's like Wolverine. Like, does it hurt every time?
Nate's on fire. Nate's on fire. Nate's on fire.
Kelly's assholes hurt.
Nate's just up on the fucking roof down with one of those Gatling guns.
Nate jumped down an hour ago. He's got a Rambo knife in his mouth. He's just taking people out with his bare hands.
Oh god. So listen.
Anyway,
Kelly.
So let's talk about getting hog-tied.
Did your asshole get fixed?
Yeah, it took about 6-7 months.
Did it just heal? Did they have to go in and like solder it?
No, I'm still, it's still itchy. It's still like
itchy.
It's still.
You can't write a bit about that, you know.
No, it takes a long time to heal. So I've
got to go. You get it right.
What did you say?
I said you can't write a bit about it being itchy.
What? Oh yeah,
it's
I
been
get
done.
It, yeah, I get it. I've done a lot, and it was done before Louis too. By the way.
Oh, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying
I know
that was a big.
You were being subtle. I was being out in the open. Listen, let me ask you a question.
Oh, fuck.
Does your asshole Does your,
by the way,
here's my
hey,
wife.
Here we go.
Here's my wife.
Here's your asshole.
Hang on one second. Did your asshole? Did your asshole get fixed on its own?
No, I had to do like I had medication and stuff.
You had to take medication, so it just healed up.
Well, it's still
Did they stitch it?
No. You can't. It's the only way to really fix it is it's like. We're hoping that what I'm doing now is fixing it, which looks like it has. But if it doesn't get entirely fixed, this is the weirdest thing. I can't even believe I'm saying this.
You're going to have to get a new asshole?
No. Asshole transplant. Some dead guy in Cincinnati. She's like, actually, there's a car accident, and the guy's a donor. Oh, I get his butthole. She's got some fat black dude's butthole.
We have to do a benefit for her asshole.
Hey, guys, this has been a fun night, but you know what's no laughing matter? Kelly's asshole.
Anal tearing.
There's a Sarah McLaughlin video. just like people on the toilet. Like,
are you one of the only eight people that have had anal tearing in the world?
Are five
We're
of them
going to do a show for you?
Are five of them the Festukas?
Are you related?
Oh, man.
Are you?
I like you better when you're making fun
for
of
only
accent.
8 cents a day. Listen, just listen. 8 cents a day will get Kelly a new asshole.
I want to adopt, honey. I want to adopt Kelly's asshole
for 8 cents a day.
I'm gonna run.
You get a picture. You get a picture of it. Her asshole writes you a letter every month.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
man.
Kelly had a.
God.
She had a tear in her butt. What the fuck?
Whoa!
Shut up! Get out of here!
Got something about Dawn right now.
Yeah, you're just a typical broad. Gonna stick up for another girl.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
Heard of them, the Festukas.
You've never heard.
Dawn's like, yeah, I read that in Time about this family in Australia that always tears their assholes.
Dawn, you've never heard that before. Don't
women.
The tone. Take the fucking tone out. I don't. The tone is what starts this. Say it regular.
Do you know how many people?
Better. How many people? You see naked women all the time.
Oh. Where is this at?
And they're like, hey, take it easy on my asshole.
She does. Do women have tear? Do they have fucked up assholes? Do you have to wax
some
women's?
Women
do you have to wax women's assholes?
Under carriages.
Under carriage?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have to wax their assholes?
Yeah, when you do a Brazilian, you wax like everything.
And so, then and sometimes they look bad down there?
Yeah, sometimes they're disgusting. I can't believe some women don't take care of themselves.
Like is it oily? Does it look like a fucking old eggplant?
I don't
even know what that means.
It's gross, it's very gross down there.
It's a very obscure vegetable.
You ever see the top of it?
I haven't studied it as much as you have.
So it's bad. So you've seen asshole tears?
I've seen them, and women have told me, like, look, I've had this issue, blah, blah, blah.
I had a festuca.
All right, so listen, Kelly. All right, so it happens. So but it's all better now, almost.
Yeah.
So your asshole's better. So that's why you don't. No dude goes near that. Is that why it happened? Could that have been?
No.
Okay. So
no, I haven't even had a finger up there. Nothing's happened down there. But if a guy's going down on me, I'm gonna be like, listen, come, you can't.
Oh, why? Because it might be bloody.
No, because I just don't. I don't want anyone near there.
She's had enough in there.
We've gone through enough. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a fucking.
I like the whole beginning of this was like, no, it's out of bounds. Like I thought it was just like a girl being like, I don't like anal sex. I didn't know it was going to be a whole thing.
That she could,
legitimate medical thing that we cannot. It's literally out of bounds.
That she might
literally.
She might bleed out if it happens.
There's a fence around it.
Kelly. All right. Well, listen. All right. We gotta wrap this fucking thing up. Man, Kelly, listen, we're gonna actually donate to your asshole this podcast.
Nice 5K run. Yeah,
we're gonna do a walk.
A walk.
We're gonna do a walk because running will hurt the asshole.
That's true. We do a walk.
We're gonna do
a slow ginger walk.
If you want to donate to Kelly's asshole, any donations that are done today on the podcast will go to Kelly's asshole.
Because I'm going to pay for another doctor.
Anybody who want to donate to Kelly's asshole today.
We think this kid knocked out $80 will probably solve
Listen. Whatever happens then. Now, we've done this before. We did it with Joe's date. No one fucked. I think one dude donated $419. Okay? So we're going to today, whatever the fans donate, you go to riotcast.com, Robert Kelly, you know what, dude, page. There's a donate button. Hit it. You can donate whatever you want. A penny, $1,000. It all goes today only.
And if you donate $1,000, you get a picture of Kelly's asshole.
Is that true?
$1,000? Are you crazy?
I'll give him a picture of my
asshole and say it's your asshole. Okay.
We're going to hog tie you like Dan Soder and take a picture of your asshole and split $1,000.
My asshole probably looks the same as your asshole.
No, it's pretty, but it's gone through some stuff.
It's like a hot chick you meet at a bar and find out she had a fucked up life.
It's pretty on the outside.
This chick's smoking hot, turns out. Fucked up life.
Her asshole's been through an intervention.
I used to do heroin. Huh?
All right, so we're going
to... That sounds awesome, because I just wait tables. I don't even need healthcare. So well, here's if I donated money, I could actually see a proper doctor.
That's all right, well, here's the
deal. That was a lot of words.
You haven't gone to a proper doctor yet?
What are you doing, voodoo? You have Godfrey do chicken bones over your asshole?
Does your doctor make
Let
you
me
call
tell
him
you
before
child.
He comes down? You can't even get in. He's like, you have to call, and he's like, I'll meet you outside.
Well, some of us wait tables, mate. So I ran out of money. To
some of
again.
You wait. Yeah, Dan Soder and you.
Dan Soder.
No, he got tables. Out. He's free. I took the baton from him. I'm the one who's still doing it.
Well, that's because he fucking sold out my corporate.
Yes, sir.
Corporate
yes.
Dan.
Yeah, you can't sell out with asshole tearing jokes.
No, you can't.
No, you can't do corporate tours with fucking, I had an asshole and it bled.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? And who's got a bloody asshole? Who's got a horrifically bloody asshole? Who is just leaking blood?
In the back?
Yeah, this guy knows what I'm talking about. look at that ripped asshole.
Dan's doing my material better than I could ever do.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to go through the... Kelly, where are you playing next?
Some fucking laundromat.
All right, so where can they hook up with you? What's your Twitter?
Twitter, it's my name. It's KellyFastUca.
Yeah, make sure you hit her up at Twitter.
Yeah, you can find out what I've been eating. It's good.
Yeah, she's one of the sweetest people. And you're the new person.
Yeah.
The helper. Let's call you a helper.
Okay.
Elf? No. Angel? Princess?
Well, maybe the listeners.
Abbo.
Maybe the listeners.
Oh, Jesus. Lewis, will you stop? I don't, you know, this is a great podcast. You got to end it on that, you stupid
person. Oh, fuck, I love him. I love how big of an animal he is.
So make sure, the listeners will
come up. I reckon
the
listeners will come
up. Yeah, you know what's going to have to do with your ass.
I don't care. As long as it's funny, I respect it.
Nate, what's your website and your Twitter and all that?
You can go to iamnate.com, but the Twitter's Nate Bargatze.
Okay, you got a CD?
I'm making a CD in May at Go Banana. May 17th through the 20th, Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Oh, cool. So if you're going to be around, make sure you go see him.
Who's open?
Support him for his CD. The more people that actually know him and support him, the better. It's the worst when just a fucking bachelorette party shows up at your CD taping and they ruin it.
We're taping the whole weekend, I think, like Thursday through Sunday.
All right, so. Good. Make sure you go check out Nate Bargatze. Funny.
Yeah.
You got to come back on, dude. Hilarious,
man.
Thanks. Yeah. And then Louis J. Gomez.
GomezComedy.com at Louis J. Gomez. And I'll be opening up for Nate in Montreal this month.
Yep.
You going to Montreal Comedy Festival?
No, Comedy Nest, the club.
Oh, the Comedy Nest. Okay, so you guys got to be up there. When?
April
19th through 21st.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Make sure you check them out. We got a lot of Canadian fans.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a lot of Australian fans. Actually, one of the Australian fans who donated the most money ever. Like $250.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So if you're out there, Australian fan, and still listening, because
he's just listening to a podcast where they're using the most racist that they have.
Probably an Aboriginal now. And stuff.
Well, yeah. I hope he's not an Aboriginal. I hope he's not one of those. he spent all his family's bush money on.
He's explained. No, it's a real. Just listen to this one.
Yeah, really. Just a pumpernickel dark guy with blonde curly hair.
Oh boy.
Always freaked me out. Make sure you go to Hammer. Fisting.com. If you guys are into MMA,
which
a lot of my fans are, check out the Hammer Fisting podcast.
Twice a week,
and it's funny and it's informative, and they talk about gossip.
Oh yeah, rumors. We're going to Bellator Friday. Actually, Bellator. We'll be there live.
This will be out after that. So, and Soda, what's up?
At Dan Soder on Twitter.
At Dan Soder.
Yep.
You got nothing yet.
Nope.
Nothing yet.
Nope.
But we got the. I got you a coffee mug today.
What?
Yeah, baby.
You're
I'll give it
dude.
To you right now. It's,
yeah.
I bought a little merch.
I want to drink out of it.
I got the coffee mug right here, kid.
Look at there that.
Hey. All
I hope soda just spikes it into the ground.
We got the Dangerous Joe shirt. We got the Gator Fight shirt. And, you know, a lot of people bought the Gator Fight shirts.
They've been buying it?
They started to after we started talking about it.
There we go.
Because the Gator Fight shirt, it's a green shirt. It says it's a goddamn Gator Fight. And it's got the two alligators on the front. I got that right here, too. You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
There we go.
Uh-oh, it says goddamn Nate. Nate's going to freak out.
I bet you a lot of people can't wear it because it says goddamn.
That's why I said we should have done G-A-W-D.
Well, next, we'll do another shirt. We're going to do another shirt. It's called fucking something. I don't know. But there it is right there. How cool is that? Goddamn Gator Fight.
It's two Puerto Rican alligators.
It's actually a great shirt. And then we got the Dangerous Joe shirt.
That's not an alligator. That's a croc.
We got a Dangerous Joe shirt. We got the hat. I got the hats right now, the YKWD hats. So go check out that shit, you motherfuckers. RobertKellyLive.com and at Robert Kelly. We're going to do a little tech talk in just a minute, so hang on.
Sit your ass down. It's time for tech talk. Tech Talk with Bobby and Joey.
All right, we're here with
Tech Talk with Bobby and Dan.
We gotta change it. We gotta change
it. You
could
change it.
Tech Talk with Bobby
and Dan. I don't know.
I like that. Yeah. Let's do that. Ready?
Yeah. Tech. One,
two, three.
Tech Talk with Bobby and Dan.
No. All right. We should do it. We should have her do it.
Oh.
Yeah, you do it. Go ahead.
We're singing by myself.
Yeah.
So okay. So I'm gonna go tech talk with Bobby and Dan. Like that.
I like it.
That almost made my head shoot off of my shoulders. Can you do it really soft. Do it in an Australian accent, though.
Like singing.
Tech talk with Bobby and Dan. Whatever the fuck it is.
Fucking British.
Come on, go.
Tech talk with Bobby and Dan.
To go up with the Dan. Go up
Bobby
with the Dan.
Bobby and Dan.
Yeah, there you go. Ready? So it goes tech talk. We're all going to do it together. You, Bobby, and Dan. Okay. You just do Bobby and Dan. Ready? One, two, three.
It's tech talk.
You're supposed to do it. Ready? One, two, three.
Tech talk. With Bobby and Dan.
I kind of like
it. Okay, I think it's better.
I like it. All right, we're going to do it. So we're here. Like Dan, you actually have one. You know, you fucking bailed on me. He brought up flight.
I brought an airplane. I said airplane was technology.
He had nothing, so he just brought up airplanes.
He goes, what's your new technology? I flew on an airplane today. That's kind of a big deal.
It's like, are you fucking, you have a magic machine in your pocket.
It's technology.
All right, so listen.
Is it not technology?
Technology 100 years ago.
It's a form of technology.
Have you heard of this thing called the wheel?
What's your tech talk today?
Technology. Actually, a couple episodes ago, I talked about UFC Undisputed 3 for Xbox 360.
I don't know. Everybody says it's amazing.
Well, I thought I was good at it. And then I went to Luis J. Gomez's house and proceeded to catch a beating.
Granted, I do call my house the Octagon. So
We played it one night after the comedy club, and holy crap.
That's because it smells like an Octagon.
By the way, you know what's funny? I actually, before we left, because Dave Smith's been, my buddy Dave is a comic too.
It's always bad when a mean joke just fails.
Yeah, it just hurt.
Well, it's too accurate.
Your house smells like an Octagon, and nobody laughed. And then I just felt like the shit person I should have felt like.
You were just naming facts.
Sorry.
Because you nailed it.
Dude, before we left the comedy club, I've been getting my ass kicked so much by my buddy Dave that I actually asked Dan. I was like, Dan, when you come back to my place, can you show me some like tips and tricks? Show me how to play the game.
Right.
Dude, we came back. I beat the shit out of Dan.
I won. I mean, I won matches.
You won with one guy that I made. I created a character called Negro Monkey.
Can you not on my podcast?
That's not racist. That's his name.
That you invented.
Yeah. I don't need that on my podcast, dude.
Yeah, Jesus.
What's wrong with you?
I've been creating him for years in every sports game I've ever played.
Creating your own head, your own world, you fucking
creep. You could have fucking said made up
character. I'm not going to edit myself. I'm going to say Negro Monkey. I'm going to say Abba.
Shut up. What's wrong with you?
By the way, when I get home, I'm creating a character called Abba.
Jesus.
You can hear all of this at hammerfisting.com.
Yeah, hammerfisting.com. And he's Puerto Rican, so he can get away with it.
good.
The white people of this show disagree with everything.
Look how uncomfortable you guys are with my racism.
Because we're white.
By the way, as soon as the mics go off, they're gonna be like, oh, you know what? Good job, guys. Good job.
Absolutely. Apps, I'm gonna fucking pat you on the back. I'm gonna fucking call this. I would love to call this podcast Apple. I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even know what that is, by the way. Go ahead.
So yeah, and then I just put a beat down on Dan.
Yeah, he did.
Every time.
That's not tech talk.
I'm talking about technology.
No, you're not talking about stuff that fans should go and get.
You should go buy UFC and Disputed 3.
You did that 2 weeks ago, Dan.
I'm just re-bringing it up.
We'll talk about the difference between that and the other fighting games.
I didn't buy it, but that the new video game, like for PlayStation, like
that new place.
You saw it.
Hang on, let him work through this. Yeah. I just wanted this redneck to get through tech talk. The thing that you put on the game, your thumbs. You use your thumbs on it. You know what I mean? It has a screen. Go ahead.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's
the Vista.
I played with that, and it's unbelievable.
Really?
It looks ridiculous. Like, that played tennis, and it's just like the most, I mean, it's like playing like on TV. It's the first one I've ever seen that usually you can tell a difference. Mm-hmm. Like when you're playing like the PSP, it was like just kind of like, it's whatever. But it's like legit. It like really looks like exactly like the game that you play at home, and I mean the commercials you can like play.
So you can play, you can play your game, right? You can if you have like a game of Madden going on at home, you can leave.
Can we just talk about something that just happened?
Yeah,
my wife is directly behind me right now. I went to bring up Gizmodo.com, and the first page that came up was clitty.com with fucking just dicks and pussies and tits. Oh. And I panicked. I just turned a little bit. I felt those fucking shallow shock eyes just fucking staring at me. I turned around. She's just nodding her head. Yep. I caught you, you fucking freak. Hey, what are you going to do, Don? You know, you get your period once a month. When I say tech, it doesn't have to be like, here's a device you should go out and buy. It can be something that you saw that's like fucking amazing, something that's coming out or something.
So Nate saved
like the thing Nate, that I just said.
Yeah, Nate is great. What you said is stupid.
Was the video game? Well, then like they kept saying comedy club too. He goes, one night after the comedy club. Like,
yeah, because they're trying to plug themselves. Yeah. They want people to know that they're comics.
Say the comedy club.
It's a cabin bar.
First of all, that's not a comedy club. Yeah. That's a bar.
I know.
That does comedy.
That's why he was making.
My new favorite place to perform, by the way.
Is it really?
Well, he had a big alt week this week.
I mean, I've been making the rounds in the bars. I'm crushing it, dude.
Well, I actually had something to talk about that was amazing. They actually had this video on the internet. I don't know if you saw it. Where these guys, I think they were German, they actually invented these wings that you put on, and it had a mechanism that flapped the wings. And as you flapped, it gave you more strength. And this guy, was standing there. He got into this device with these big wings, and he started flapping his arms and running. And as they get the camera on it, the Go Flex camera and all these cameras, and he's running through this field, and all of a sudden he takes flight.
What?
What?
I'm not kidding.
No
he takes
way.
Listen to me. He takes flight. He flies the fuck up in the air.
How high in the air?
Flying. Then he lands. And he lands. It was like, the first flight video where he actually went up, but it came back down quickly. And then he lands and he's out of breath. And you're like, oh, we've done it. We're on the verge of having our own fucking wingsuits.
Bird people.
Yeah, like you don't have to rollerblade anymore, you fucking poor Puerto Rican. Just save up and get your fucking wings and fly
home. Instead of having to go across and down, I'll just go diagonally. Straight there, dude.
Yeah, then Mike Tyson's going to get a flock of you and fucking whip you out to his roof. Nothing.
It would be tough to... I would be lazy about it. Like, you got to flap, like... You gotta flap the whole time, or
it's the guy was out of his fucking mind, out of his breath. He was exhausted. So I'm like, oh my god, we did it. It's done. We have this guy just flew like a fucking bird. And then 2 days later, they came out and it was fake.
Oh man, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was so bummed out because I was so excited to talk about this. I was so excited to talk about this on the podcast.
Because that would be, you would get really excited about that. You'd be like, dude,
dude. They fucking, I got my fucking wingsuit coming, dude. I'm gonna fucking fly everywhere. I'm gonna drop weight when I'm flying. Flying everywhere, dude.
Drop weight.
You're gonna be telling everyone about it.
You didn't get the wings, dude. I got the new wings. They got earbuds in them.
Every morning,
you fucking plug your iPod in.
Every morning, I fly. Crossed the Hudson River three times.
It's great. Great cardio.
It's terrific.
And I'll tell you this, it really soothes your mind.
Yeah. You just
Dude, I love flying. I'll put on like an e-reader book. Fly.
It he's such an asshole. You know I wouldn't be able to get one if I have to definitely lose like drop 40 pounds because there's a weight limit. Like anything fun, like scooters. You can't weigh a certain fucking amount. I never can do that shit. But no, this thing was pretty incredible. I still don't they said it's fake. Here it is.
We're
right
talking
here.
About it's fake. I think it's right still going on. If like, you want to see like, it. Like Superman. Like it's still pretty
It's right here. You want to see it. Okay, see the guy? Come on. You guys can come over here for a second. All right, here's the video. This is crazy shit, okay?
I'm trying to move, Louis.
There you go. Watch this shit. This is just crazy that this fucking guy actually flew.
Oh, they got a .net. First thing that shows you that's fake.
The beginning of this looks like a snuff film.
All right, here we go. I mean, look at these guys. They're actually...
Ugh, the awful German music in the background.
That
I actually like that music. I like that fucking music.
House German shit.
Yeah.
That was with the jacket you gave me.
Okay, now this looks all legit, right? This is on Gizmodo.com, by the way. All legit. I mean, they go out in the fucking field. They hook this guy up. You know, they put a helmet on him. You got to have a helmet for safety, right? Yeah. And look at that. Okay?
Yeah, looks real.
Okay? Yeah? Right. Okay? Yeah?
He comes with voice.
Here he goes. Ready? Here he goes. Watch this shit. Look. Watch this.
That looks real.
Yeah, that looks fucking real.
But that was the implied.
Yeah, that was a jump.
That was a jump in like.
Okay, but that's not this is the proven it fake video. The real video, the video that they had on the other video on Gizmodo, he actually takes off. The original, he takes off and flies in the air, and you're like, oh my God, this is the actual.
That could have been real. That was probably real.
That was the real video that's I just showed you. The video that they had on the other day, which is this right here, is actually like, look how high up he is. they took flight video from something else and added it to this, and fucking, it's like, oh, holy shit, watch. There he goes, watch. See the double camera? Look, he's gone. He's off. Look at that.
Oh my God.
He's in the air.
That's unbelievable.
Look at that. Is that fucking nuts?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I would have saw that, I would have lost my shit too.
Absolutely. He's in the fucking air and he's flying. I want one. Look at that. He flies over the fucking... And then he lands, which is even crazier. Look at the camera angle. That's just all bullshit. So it's you can't fly. We're not there yet. You still have to take a plane.
I want
to
fly.
But they do have jetpacks.
I will. That guy... but I think the video show that proved it's fake, the guy got up... Like the guy
for 2 seconds.
It was big jumps, but that's still
I could have done that.
That's something.
No, it's not nothing.
Hey, if you want it to be something, you can make it something.
Well, we're gonna make it. How about this? I'm gonna make this podcast over with this music.
Good tech talk. We talked about a fake video and a video game fight.
Me and Dan played a video game the other day.
I know. Nate actually had the only good tech talk.
He did.
There you go. Well, check out that video on Gizmodo. It's pretty interesting. Check out both versions, the flight one and then the actual, what are they called? Debunking?
Yes.
Yeah. Mythbusters.
check them both out for tech talk. Ready? Here we go. That's the end of
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Dan.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll see you fuckers later.
You know what, dude? You
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop